Mark Stevens, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Very much appreciate that. So just a couple of seconds, we need to talk to my top colleague, Mr. Bob Mills, who's sitting grinning at me.
I'm here for John. I'm a John.
You're not for me. John Holmes has got man flu. I bet he's being a right pain in the neck.
No, you mustn't say that. What if there's something really, you know, you don't know.
Well, there is something wrong with him, but Andy's got man flu.
Because he's only a little fella. If he gets,
he's only
imagine
little.
If he gets like a normal dose of flu for him. That's like a baby having it, isn't it? Bless him.
Sizist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, good show today. That was good. I like that thing at the end.
What's coming up on yours?
Oh, same clap old claptrap, I think. Pippa, we're doing Pippa. You seen Pippa's Marquee?
Oh, yeah, you love a bit of Pippa's Marquee, don't
I
you,
Bob? I thought
Bob?
She was marrying a Marquee. I thought she'd nabbed herself a rich Italian, but apparently, no, it's the big, it's the tent.
I imagine Bob Mills, of course, will be at the Society Wedding of the Year, Pippa's wedding. It's 12:59. This is Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy Mr. Bob Mills after the 1 o'clock news.
How are we going to make the whole nation rise, agitate, educate, organise? Join the conversation party.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Paul Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. When the road is rough, gotta pull together. Paul Weller, A Kind Revolution, out now.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Hi, John. John Holmes is poorly again, which is a terrible shame. Hopefully we wish him all the very best. So me, Bob Mills, with you for the next 3 hours, going through all the things that he would normally go through. But before we do any of that, before any going through gets done, here's the news from Victoria Vaughan.
Thanks, Bob. Coming up, Lib Dems offer Brexit vote, curry smell row and Cadbury v Nestle.
Talk Radio.
The Liberal Democrats have launched their general election manifesto with a promise to help people buy the homes they rent. The party says if they're elected, they'd start a rent-to-own scheme to help first-time buyers purchase a house over a period of 30 years. Leader Tim Farron says he'd also want to give voters the final say on a Brexit deal in a referendum.
We accept the result of the referendum, but I don't accept that what is coming next is something that is a given. Everybody in this country, whether you voted Leave or Remain, it kind of doesn't matter now. What does matter is the future for our children. We, as a community, you should have the right to have the final say.
Wages aren't keeping up with inflation. Official figures show the average UK pay rise was 2.1% last year, while prices rose 2.7%. Legal action has started against one of the UK's biggest landlords who banned Indian and Pakistani tenants. The Equality and Human Rights Commission has applied for an injunction against Fergus Wilson, who said he didn't want them renting his properties because of the smell of curry. He denies being racist. New research claims the idea that you can be fat but fit is a myth. The biggest study of its kind has found excess fat increases the risk of suffering heart disease by half, even when blood pressure and cholesterol levels are normal. June Davis Ferguson is a senior cardiac nurse at the British Heart Foundation.
I think it's important to focus on weight loss amongst overweight people, regardless of whether or not they have any risk factors. So, the message is the same. It's lots of activity, healthy eating, cut down your alcohol and don't smoke.
And Nestlé has failed to get its four-finger Kit Kat recognised as a UK trademark. Court of Appeal judges disagreed its shape needs protection, meaning rivals can legally make chocolate bars in the same design. The dispute was lodged by arch-rival Cadbury.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet in the south of England this afternoon, but improving from the west later on. Sunshine and showers in the north with highs of 25 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Southampton boss Claude Puel continues to face questions over his future as they prepare to face Manchester United in the Premier League tonight. That's despite sitting eighth in the table with two games to go. Puel doesn't understand why some reports suggest he'll be replaced in the summer.
I think it's strange because someone asked me about speculation that perhaps I can leave the club, and also question about I improved about the work. It's strange.
Sheffield Wednesday, meanwhile, attempt to reach the Sky Bet Championship playoff final for a second year in a row. They start goalless ahead of the second leg of their semi-final with rivals Huddersfield at Hillsborough, when they'll face Reading in the playoff final at Wembley. Tennis, and the row over Maria Sharapova playing at the French Open continues. The head of World's Tennis Tour says there are no grounds for the French Open, deciding against giving her a wild card for the tournament. Organisers of the Grand Slam say they want to protect the game after the two times that Roland Garros champion returned for a 15-month drug ban. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. This Wednesday, it's a £20 million jackpot, which for some lucky winners could make life pretty... Now, what's the word?
Fantastic.
No, not that.
Wonderful.
No.
Beautiful. It's true.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Estimated jackpot. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills.
In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Bob Mills. In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very, very good afternoon to you. I'm sorry John's not here. He's poorly. We all wish him well. But it's me, Bob Mills, for the next 3 hours. But don't worry, we've got a packed show for you. It's a John Holmes-esque show. And the next hour, we're going to be having a newspaper review with Mark Machado. Machado, is that what?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
And discussing the case of Lavinia Woodward, the Oxford student who could avoid jail. That's what GBH was talking about when I came in the studio. And we'll be speaking to Mr. Loophole. I'm sure he doesn't like being called that. He's a very, very talented legal man, Nick Freeman. After two, we'll be looking ahead to Pippa's wedding. Pippa, I don't need the Middleton. If you're a mate, you just go with the Pippa. And the amazing marquee that she's... When she told me, so her wedding, I've got a marquee. And I said, well done, God, you've landed yourself a rich Italian. But it's just the big tent that she's having. But it's going to be a great... I wanted to broadcast from there, but they're being very, because they've sold the rights to it. So I can't broadcast from there, but when I come back from it, I'll tell you all about it. And of course, Talk Radio is your number one election coverage station. We'll be getting an update from the campaign trail as we follow the leader. Boom, boom, boom. And Talk Radio's political editor, Cornelius. You can't just make up a title for yourself, John. just by writing it down doesn't make it a real thing.
My Twitter bio begs to differ.
Talk Radio's political editor, Cornelius, will be shining his election spotlight once more today on Chester. Why have you chosen Chester? Because I'm here.
Why, are you from Chester?
That's my hometown, Chester.
Actually, I think you are on the Wikipedia page, yeah.
And of course, you get in touch with us. You can ring us on 03444991000. You can text the word talk on your message to 8722. You can tweet at Talk Radio, or you can tweet my one, because I've got my computer and I can read the tweets. That's Bob Mills TT. Victoria Bourne, lovely news. Well done.
Thanks.
Very well read. What about this thing the woman's saying that, oh, if you're fat, you're fat. You can't be fat and fit.
Yeah, so...
No. Well, let me tell you. I know what she's trying to do, because they have a missive in the National Health. You mustn't say anything that doesn't discourage people to lose weight.
Okay.
Don't... Because I know, because I'm a fat bloke, right? Although I've lost 2 stones since Christmas,
well done.
But I don't harp on about it. But they're absolutely bottom line. It's told to all people in the National Health Service. There are circumstances where you can be fat and fit, but don't tell them that because they'll just eat cake. But I've got a mate, Barry Castagnola. My mate, Barry Castagnola, as well as being a very fine stand-up comedian, is a brilliant marathon runner.
Okay.
And by his own, he's chubby. He's a little chubby lad. That's just how he's built. And, and also, of course, I know one of the subjects I know an enormous amount about, because I wrote a film about someone, is channel swimming.
Okay.
And if you speak to the people who organise the channel swims and train the channel swimmers, the first time they ever meet you, they can look at you and think, you can swim the channel or you can't.
Why?
And if you haven't got at least half a stone of excess weight, you've got no chance. Because that's what you need. That's what you need to protect.
Is that why they're rubbing the goose fat?
That's why they're rubbing the goose fat. But even the goose fat
encourage you to eat it.
You still need a bit of excess weight anyway. Really fit. Mark Spitz couldn't swim the channel. Ian Thorpe couldn't swim the channel. Because it's a completely different discipline. But anyway, no, you did the report very well.
Yeah, but it was the University of Birmingham which carried out, and they looked at 3.5 million people. And they're saying, basically, you might be able to carry out these physical activities, but you're still going to get heart disease.
Do you think it is excessive to have a shingle roof on a shed?
Smooth. No.
Mark and Con, all three of you. A shingle roof on a shed, excessive or not?
No, why not?
Good. Because my shed came this morning. It was a set. They brought it and assembled it this morning. They were supposed to bring it last week, but there was a problem with the access and it was too big for them to get in. So they came back this week and did it. And it has got a shingle roof.
Mm. Is that your shed, like your space, your fortress?
Do you know what? Actually, Mark, no, it'll be my wife's space because she does all the horticulture in our relationship. Enough, but I think a shingle, if you're going to have it, it's going to be there for a few years.
Yeah, you want
you're
going to
be
nice.
Looking at
it.
You want it to look nice, don't you? And it's got lovely opening windows and a stable door. It's beautiful.
What colour is the shed?
Shed coloured?
No, but some people paint their
sheds. This is wood. Stained. It's
shed coloured.
It's shed coloured. So when are you back? What time are you back? What do they do in the...
I'm going to nip off for 20 minutes and I'll be back for 5:30 for the headlines.
What time will you be back for?
5:30. Half past one.
For the benefit of the more educated of our listeners, Victoria will report will be back at 5:30.
Wow.
But 5:30. I'll see you at 5:30 then.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bob.
She's popping off now, but you'll be back while 5:30, will you?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going now.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Midlands.
Ah, that's why. University of Birmingham. It means something to her.
Thanks.
No, it's a very fine seat of learning. So, what are we doing in the first bit? Mark's here. Are we going straight into the...
Yeah, let's review some papers.
Can I raise a point first?
Absolutely.
Can I do this?
Yeah, of course.
I do a show on this radio station on Sunday nights. 7 till 10. Tragedy Plus Time. Very proud of it. It's a show about comedy. I'm not plugging it, I'm just saying. When I started it last year, they said the powers that be, the people who run it, producers and what have you, said you need a presence on social media.
Yeah.
And so I got a Twitter handle, a Twitter account. It's Bob Mills TT, at Bob Mills TT. TT stands for Tragedy Plus Time because you can't have a plus sign in your Twitter handle. Don't ask me why. And it's very good. I've got 6,000 followers or something. And I use it to publicise what's going to be on the show. And people tweet it. But every now and again, I go on it. I come off notifications and I go on home, which shows you what's on Twitter. When I was... I don't know how old you are, Mark. How old are you? You're in your 20s.
I'm 24.
24. I'm 31. Okay. When I was in my 20s, I don't come from a background where people had political discussions particularly. But people had... Someone might be a Labour. Oh, he's Labour, or he's Conservative, or he's Liberal, as it was then. And it was in the same way as saying he supports Man United, he supports Sheffield Wednesday, he supports Bradford. That was it. But sometimes when I go on Twitter, honest to God, I get upset at the bile from all sides. So I'm being balanced in that there's no one side has the monopoly on this bile. But it's horrible, isn't it? Some of the things that people write about people who simply have a different political viewpoint than them.
It's quite shameful, actually, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of feels like democracy that we fought really hard to get has kind of been boiled down to just slagging people off on Twitter you don't agree with.
And I mean, the usual... listen, I'm a club comic, right? I do art centres and theatres now and again, but I'm a club comic. But they use words that I wouldn't dream of using on stage in a club in London or anywhere. Because people say, nah, come on, have a bit more respect, you know. We're not madly political crap, but you can't use that word because it's an insult to people with serious mental health issues and things. But they use them freely. And some of them are... I recognise the names of some of them. They're quite respectable people in the entertainment industry. And they're throwing around these... one of them, there was one tweet. I'm sorry, am I getting too heavy?
No, go for it.
Someone tweeted, it was a little to read an article about tactical voting, which is fine. And what he said, so this, read this and pay attention, unless you want the Tories back in, which of course you don't, because, well, I'm presuming you're human. And I thought, so if someone does, then that is what, that's not human. Well, I'm presuming you don't mean they're superhuman.
Yeah.
So I can only presume by that you suspect they might be subhuman, which has been the justification word for the most evil regimes in history, from Pol Pot to everything. Oh, it doesn't matter, they're not really human. And I think, I know that's not what you meant, mate, but you're an intelligent person. Just be a little bit more aware of the language that you're speaking. But is it because they're not talking to you, they're just... tweeting out.
Yeah, they're anonymous. They're behind the screen, aren't they? They just feel they can get away with anything.
So I'm not being too reactionary in my horror of it. No. It's not just an old person.
No, oh, I think good. You're right.
As a comedian, Bob, do you not think Twitter's made everyone think that they could be comedians as well?
Yes, and it's done the two things. Made everyone think they're a comic. Some of them are. Some of them are superbly funny. I mean, I go on it sometimes and spend an hour laughing because of the meme things. They're very, very good.
Yeah.
But it's made everyone feel that their opinion needs to be heard. And it's like, well, sometimes it doesn't. You don't have to say everything you think. And I suppose they wouldn't say everything they think, but they do type everything they think. I suppose that's the difference, is it? It's been the last 12 months has been a real eye-opener for me. And certainly since, you know, the political thing went a little bit pear-shaped.
I do worry about some people on social media, though, because a lot of people just live their whole lives on it and just come up with these great lines for that fit into a perfect tweet. It's just like, what are you doing with your life? Mm. So what are they going to say if you died tragically? They were really great at Twitter.
Mm.
They were. It's a shame. It's a great loss to the social media.
It is terrible, isn't it? Or, yeah. You know, even if you just get married, what's your best man going to say? Oh, but Terry, I'll tell you what. I wish he could tweet this. Yeah. Tweet how you're feeling.
You'd get at least 25 retweets, mate.
Have we got to have a break now? I think I've talked. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk. Well, very quick break and then back with the newspaper. Is that what we call it? Newspaper review.
Election 2017. Join the conversation party.
Yes, of course, at once.
Talk Radio.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Paul Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo Magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. A Kind Revolution. Out now.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Roll up, ladies and gentlemen. Come and spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels a bit like this each month...
You lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Our low monthly fixed price plans come with a no price rise guarantee for the entire length of your plan, so you always know exactly where you stand. Say goodbye to the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk today. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The northbound M6 is looking heavy past a broken down vehicle. This is just to the north of Stoke, junction 16 to 17. The lane's closed there. There's an accident on the M5 in Worcestershire causing some queues on the northbound side near Worcester, junctions 8 to 7. One lane's closed for the recovery of the vehicles. There's an accident on the westbound A14 in Stoke Quay at junction 35. There's some restrictions on the exit slip road making the main carriageway busy. And the eastbound side of the A14, the main carriageway at junction 45 for Ruffham is closed. That's because of problems with the road surface, so you're being diverted via the slips. I'm Joanna Adams.
BT's biggest ever SIM sale is now on, with huge discounts for everyone and even bigger savings if you've got BT broadband at home. Whether you use a little or a lot of data, we've got a SIM for you, with savings of up to £108 a year. Plus, join online and you'll also get a free Amazon gift card worth up to £90. But hurry, BT's biggest ever SIM sale ends 1st of June, so visit bt.com/simonly now.
UK calls, text and data. Savings include £5 monthly discount for BT broadband homes. Excludes business. Compatible phone required, mainly in a locking. Terms apply.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Bob Mills
in for John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Hiya, yes, it is me, Bob Mills, for John Holmes. You can call us on 03444991000. Text the word talk in your message to 87222 or tweet at Talk Radio or tweet me at Bob Mills TT, because I've got my computer here. And fortunately, I wasn't alone. Raymond Barty tweeted, thank you, Ray from Chatham, and said, you know what, you're right. I sometimes go on Twitter and think, why do people use this kind of language on here? They wouldn't dare say that on the street or to their faces. You know, it's not even they wouldn't dare. People say, oh, you wouldn't dare say that to my face. Hmm. I think a lot of the people, they would never dream of being that rude.
It's
in a one-to-one basis,
sort of thing, isn't it?
But they just become somebody else. The rules, because you see, but some of the people whose Twitters I follow or see on my screen and think, oh, I know some of them, and they're really nice people in everyday life, and yet something happens and they get so angry, and they feel that suddenly I've got a, you know, I can. I've got an, what's the word? Well, you can let it out. Mm. I'm going to be doing that a lot. I keep forgetting words.
Do you know what happens to me? I meet lots of the political tweeters, and it's like, oh, they're really funny on Twitter, and then you meet them in person, and they're really dull, boring people.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, that's a shame, because I thought you were going to be great. I thought it was going to be really entertaining having you talk to us, and you're not at all, which is a real shame. But oh well.
You see, there you go. Someone's just texted in, and I think to make the point, but how can it not get to name-calling when after the election, blah, 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 I can't go into detail because it's certainly not a balanced tweet at all. But, yeah, maybe it is, maybe that's it now, people are so angry that... Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to the paper review. What is yours? It's a Machado.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where's that from?
It comes from Portugal or Spain.
It sounded Portuguese.
But I'm not Portuguese or Spanish at all.
Well, you say that.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah, you must be a little bit somewhere. You didn't just happen upon that name, would you?
Well, my dad's side are all from Sri Lanka, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I think there was some Catholic priest that came
down. That's what it is.
Yeah, and had
that's
a,
what
a
it'll
bit
be.
Of a go.
A good old Catholic name, yeah.
Yeah.
So what have we got in the newspapers? Which newspapers are you looking at?
I've looked through all of them, and there's one story that they've all picked up on today. It's this one about being fat, but you can be fat, but you can't be fit. Which I think is a bit of a shame. I'm also not entirely sure I believe it as well.
Well, no, this is the conversation I had with Victoria Bourne. I believe that if you work in the NHS, you quite rightly, I suppose, can't be seen to be saying, by the way, if you're a little bit porky, some people are just built like that, and actually, you can be really good at, you can be really fit. But I do know, I mean, my mate Barry is superbly the fittest, one of the fittest men I know, and he's a bit chubby, always has been a bit chubby, don't eat crazy, he's a bit chubby. Channel swimmers have to be a bit chubby. I mean, if you meet the most successful channel swimmers in history, you wouldn't think for a second that there was anything vaguely athletic about them. So I'm not saying, but then again, you see, this is the problem. Now it's like people are going to be saying, oh, you're encouraging people to be overweight. No, I'm not encouraging people to be overweight. My life is a constant battle against being overweight. But that doesn't mean that you can't question certain statements. And to say definitively you cannot be fat and fit, I don't know.
I play rugby, and most front row players like me are slightly overweight, but we can all get around the park for 80 minutes. Like,
who's going to go up to Gareth Chilcott and say, you're not very fit, are you?
Exactly.
You know, anyway, but then again, that does give the impression that, and people say, oh, yeah, you're giving them an excuse.
There's another health warning in the Sun. Apparently, if you take a 2-week holiday, if you go on these chilled out holidays, it's not very good for you. It can raise your chances of getting diabetes and heart disease as well, which is basically what being fat may do as well. So if you are slightly overweight like me and take a 2-week holiday, well, then I'm basically asking for diabetes.
So what are they saying? Any particular type of holiday, or just a holiday where you go and lie on the beach to relax?
A lying on the beach, relax, not doing much holiday.
Frank Worthington, of course. You're all aware of Frank Worthington.
I can't say I am.
Mark?
No,
he's famous. If you ever watch old footage, well, no, you won't watch it because he scored one of the greatest goals that's ever been scored.
Was he the West Brom manager a few years ago for a little bit?
No, that's Nigel Worthington. No. Frank Worthington was a superb footballer, played for Huddersfield and Leicester. Did he play for? Yes, I think he did. Played for England. He had a cap for England, but he was the archetypal lad. You know, in those days when footballers were drinkers and bird in it, as they used to call it. But he scored one of the greatest goals ever, but it was, unfortunately, I think it was in the last game of the season, so it missed the qualification for goal of the month and then goal of the season. But it's an overhead kick. I think it was when he was at Bolton. And he's a legend amongst football fans of my generation. And when he was at maybe Leicester, Bill Shankly came in from Liverpool and said, I want you to lead my attack. I want you to be Liverpool centre forward. And he went for the medical, and they said, everything's fine. You're in great, you know, physical shape. Bless him now, his legs have gone now. I saw him recently, his legs are in a terrible state. But your blood pressure is just one or two beats a bit high, but we know why that is. It's because you're nervous. Because you're having a medical for Liverpool. Come on, who wouldn't be? So what we want you to do, just so we can sign up for the insurance, here's a first-class ticket. Go to Spain, spend a week, don't do anything, lie by the pool, come back, we'll do it again, you'll be back to normal, bang, and we'll sign the contract and you'll be off next season, you'll be Liverpool centre-forward. And he left the ground, went to a travel agent or whatever you did in those, traded in the first-class ticket for two normal tickets, and got his mate, and they went to Ibiza together. And when he came back a week later, his blood pressure had gone up 4 degrees. And they wouldn't sign him. I said, no, you've obviously got some deep-rooted problem.
Oh, dear.
Because they hadn't slept for a week and been drunk for 72 hours. But anyway, you shouldn't go on holiday for 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't go on holiday. It could be deadly. You could die, which is sad. There's another story in the papers today, which we actually talked about on Drive yesterday.
Do you have holidays? Are you staff?
Yeah, sort of.
Do people still get, like, paid holidays?
Yeah.
What, how many? 4 weeks?
I think
six, isn't it?
No,
it's
definitely not six.
We accrue it. So it depends how much we work.
I think it's like 25 days a year, isn't it? That's how much we'd accrue if you worked every day.
And do you go on holiday? When was the last time you went on holiday, Cornelius?
A couple of weeks back. I went to Marrakesh.
For how long?
For 4 nights, all inclusive.
Tell me you went on the train.
No.
Didn't go on the Marrakesh Express?
No.
Do you know what the Marrakesh Express is?
No, I don't, no.
Ooh, we're going to have a great time later doing that generation quiz, aren't we?
Yeah.
How long did you go there for?
4 nights.
And did you relax and have a nice
time? It's all I did. We only went into the town centre once, but otherwise I was all inclusive on a resort, so I just stayed there, sitting by a pool.
And what about you, Mark?
I'm at that age where all my holidays spent going on weddings or stag do's. Which are great, but...
No, that's not a holiday. Stag do's not a holiday, is it?
No, it's quite intense, actually.
And a wedding, when someone has a wedding. Yeah. Oh, we're getting married, we'd love you to come. Oh, lovely, where are you getting married? Lisbon.
Yeah. I had to go to one in Spain last year. I've got one in Aberdeen next weekend. Aberdeen.
It's not fair, is it?
I know.
How much did it cost you?
Loads. My girlfriend's well hacked off. She's just like, we've got to start unfriending people.
Well, you have,
because
you're
actively rude to them.
We've got to think, right, we need hotel for 2 nights.
Yeah.
£80 each for a ticket, I bet, on the train at least. You buy me a toaster. You know what I mean? It's bang out of order. What about you, Victoria Bourne?
My last holiday? Yeah. I went to Costa Rica in March.
Is that the island or the country?
The country.
Because my daughter was on the island. Was that Puerto Rico?
Possibly.
Well, you'd know, is Costa Rica an island?
No, it's a country. It's in Central America.
Well, then Puerto Rico must be the island, then. Because one's an island, one's a country. And she spent some months filming on that. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, I didn't go there.
No, but I think
where I went was lovely.
Do you know what? I'm presuming because they've got the word Rica in them that they're very similar.
Maybe they both speak Spanish.
Do they speak Spanish there?
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
2 weeks.
Lovely, was it?
Oh, it's one of the best holidays. Yeah.
It's funny, I'm worried about... I go to the same place.
Where do you go?
Well, when my kids were young, I went every year for 8 years to the same part of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And now we just go to the same part of Cyprus. We go to Cyprus where my wife's from. I'm not an adventurous person.
I think that's really boring. I always tell my parents, because my mum always wants to go back to the same place. I'm like... Without being too rude, you haven't got that much longer. Go explore somewhere different. Go to somewhere new.
Do you know what? You cannot use the phrase without being too rude and then remind your mother of her own mortality, can you?
It's fine.
Right, but let's have what you're properly here for now. You've got some news. Let's have the news with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
A second EU referendum is being promised if the Liberal Democrats win the election. The party's announced its manifesto, saying if we don't like the deal with Brussels, we should be able to reject it. While the Conservatives claim Labour's spending plans would open up a £58 billion black hole in public finances. Here's Chancellor Philip Hammond.
It's about the choice between the strong leadership of Theresa May to consolidate these economic gains and take us forward through the Brexit negotiations, or the chaos that Jeremy Corbyn would represent, as very clearly shown in his chaotic manifesto yesterday.
Labour insists its plans are fully costed. The former US soldier Chelsea Manning, who leaked 700,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks in 2013, has been released from prison. The former intelligence analyst in Iraq shared secret military documents and battlefield video. She was originally sentenced to 35 years in prison, but former President Barack Obama granted her a clemency in his final days in office. Wage growth has fallen behind inflation for the first time since 2014. Average weekly earnings grew less than expected in the first 3 months of the year. Russia's president says it will provide transcripts that will prove Donald Trump did not pass on secret intelligence. Vladimir Putin has dismissed the scandal as political schizophrenia. And judges have refused to allow Nestlé to trademark the shape of its four-finger Kit Kats. The chocolate giant had claimed the bars were iconic, but the Court of Appeal has cleared the way for legal imitations. The weather wet in the south of England this afternoon, but improving from the west later on. Sunshine and showers in the north with highs of 25. That's more in half an hour.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, we are off to the movies. We're also covering the general election, 21 days and counting. So, let's mix movies and politics. Whose chances are gone with the wind? Who's going to be in the Clash of the Titans? Oh, and who'll end up on the cutting room floor? Join me, Paul Ross, on the very next Full Set Breakfast. Lights, camera, action, and you. And I'll bring the popcorn.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation.
Bob Mills.
In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, yes, this is me, Bob Mills, for John Holmes. You can call us on 0344 499 1000. You can text the word talk and then your message to 87222. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio or at Bob Mills TT, because that's on my computer. I've got to see my little computer.
Yeah,
it's a tablet, it's an iPad. With a keyboard.
Yeah.
It's an iPad, is it? With
yeah,
a keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm rather proud of it. My kids bought it me for Christmas. Tweet about your holiday, if you like. If you ever had a holiday where you came back more tired than you went. Or if you got the same place. What it is with me, see, because when I had kids, if you've got kids, the rules are different for holidays. You want to know where the doctors are, you want to know that they speak English, and you want to know that if things go really bad, you can be back home in your room within 5 hours. And you don't want to be on an island. Because sometimes islands, you can't get off an island. And if you've got kids, you think, no, I need to get home. So it's different. But then the kids grew up and I got old, and now I just go to the same place again every time. Mark Machado. I'm going to pronounce it like that now. We know it's Portuguese. Machado.
Yeah. What I discovered when I worked at Talk Radio is, because you know Marta, who works here, Spanish.
Marta Melanion.
Yeah. She told me that I've been pronouncing my surname wrong my entire life, because she pronounces it properly, which just sounds totally different to the way
How does she pronounce it?
Like, she does it in a Spanish accent.
Machado.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, there you go. I'm getting it wrong, aren't I?
Danny Dicchio. Remember Danny Dicchio? Used to play for QPR?
Yeah.
Danny Dicchio, it was always his name, Danny Dicchio. And then one day the guy turned up, the reporter, that's probably sort of someone like Moose that talks sport, turned up, and his agent said, can you do us a favour? We've heard there's a little bit of interest from an Italian club. Can you pronounce it Dicchio? And he did, he moved, went to Sampdoria in him. Danny Dicchio. Right, what's your next big story?
This has been in a lot of the papers today. Obviously, over the weekend, we had all this hacking in the off the NHS and other various places. Well, it looks like Johnny Depp's new film, his new Pirates of the Caribbean film, which I think is the fourth one in the series, which is called Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, has been hacked. It's now been held to ransom. And the Disney Corporation being asked for loads of money so that it doesn't get leaked out. I'm pretty sceptical of this, and I'm reasonably sure that this is probably a bit of a stunt just to get the film in the papers.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because Johnny Depp's reputation took a bit of a battering last year after his divorce, and, you know, did he hit his wife or whatever?
Oh, did he? I didn't
yeah,
know about that.
Yeah, so maybe they've used this a bit of pirating to get the paper.
And also, it's pirating. It's a nice little link, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it John Stewart said that on the news channel when they were talking about when the pirates? Remember where are they from? The Somalian pirates.
Yeah.
And said, you know, this oil tanker has been captured by Somalian pirates. So it's like everything's changed. It's like the whole language changed. It's like from now on, people who illegally download things off the internet will have to revert to their original name, thieves. So we think it might be a set-up job.
Yeah, do you remember that film, The Interview, a few years ago, which was about when they went over to interview the North Korean? And then that got hacked.
And they banned it, didn't they?
They banned it. And that was clearly a work, and this is clearly a work as well, isn't it? But it's got us all talking about it.
Terrible, though, isn't it? It makes you a bit cynical, but very often you see things and you think, I bet there's a book coming out in the next 6 weeks by this person. There's no other reason for them to be spilling their heart. The Interview, by the way, was a very good film.
I haven't seen it.
It's a very good film.
Do you think? I've seen it and I thought it's terrible.
No, really? I thought it was really good. Mind you, I bet we have very, very different taste in films.
Maybe. I don't watch that many films, actually.
She just said something in my ear. What did you say in my ear? Oh, you agree that it was a good film? Yeah. I bet we have very different tastes.
But Cass thinks all films are good.
Oh, no, she's from up north. Still an adventure for her.
Yeah. Popcorn's exotic.
The Flickers. I can say that. I'm from up north as well. You're doing your electoral thing from my hometown.
Yeah, Chester.
Yeah. Who's the MP for... What are they now?
They are currently Labour. But,
are they?
Know, well, it's, Parliament's been dissolved, so yeah, that's how it's no one.
Oh, that's it. Everyone now has to be described as a...
A candidate. Yeah, that's right.
Even like big gun ministers and everything, they're all candidates again, aren't they? Good. That'll learn them. So, This, you think the hack's a faux hack?
I think it's a fake hack. I think they've got us talking about the film.
Yeah.
They're like, this film's coming out. I'm probably not going to go and see it, but at least I'm talking about it now. And maybe I've alerted some people who are listening that there is a new...
Are they good films, The Pirates of the Caribbean?
I'm not particularly a big fan of them. I mean, they look quite nice, but Johnny Depp's character in it, Captain Jack Black, is it
Jack Sparrow? Even I know that Captain.
He's
Jack
quite boring, Black. Isn't he? He's quite rubbish. There you go.
Imagine Captain Jack Black, slightly chubby guy playing air guitar on the poop.
I'd much rather Jack Black was the captain of the ship.
I remember. I think I saw the first one, and it was very good. And I have to say, it's my second favourite ride as well at Disney.
I've never been to Disney. What's it like?
Shut up!
When we were kids, right, me and my sister, every January, we'd order... You know they do that thing where you can...
The advert, yeah.
The advert where you can order the video for free and stuff like that. We'd order that and strategically place it in front of our parents. They never got the hint. And then they'd take us to go visit our family in Sri Lanka every year. And we'd be like, why have we got to go back to
Colombo? That probably costs more than going to Disneyland.
Exactly. I was like, we could have just gone to Disneyland Paris for a week or so. But
is Sri Lanka beautiful?
It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. But I think part of the reason we didn't get to go to Disneyland Paris when we were kids is because my dad had a Sri Lankan passport, so he couldn't get the visa to go.
Oh.
So we always had to go there on holiday every year. But
I love Disney. I love my children. I love both my children, but it irks me so much that they've grown up and I can't go to Disney anymore. Because we don't have any grandkids either. We get on with it. If one of them breeds soon, then I'll still have time to take one grandchildren.
Which one do you go to, Florida or to...?
We went to Florida first, and then we used to go to Paris as well. I just love it. I love the experience. I love staying in... I stay on resort in the hotel.
Yeah.
It's just...
You can still go. There's plenty of people just go without kids.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would, though. I think it would be odd.
Okay.
Because I know how much I want to, and I think, no, you can't. But it is. You've really never been, Mark.
I've never been. I really want to go. I've even been on like weekend trips with my mates to Paris, and I've been like, let's go to Disneyland
for the day,
For the day. And they've been like, nah, I don't want to do that. And it split the group, actually. The last time that happened, there was a 40-60 split in favour of not going.
I know there are people who don't like it, and there are people who, Disney, commercialism. You can have fun without spending. Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can have fun orienteering. But nothing beats that. Walking up Main Street and then when you all the different lands, you know, they have different lands. And my second favourite ride on it is Pirates of the Caribbean. My favourite ride?
It's a Small World.
There you go, straight in.
Which one's that? Is
that you just go around really slowly on a little boat and all the children sing. Da 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 da. Da, da, da. And also, I love them because they. I once, when I was on a rival railway station, told a most ridiculous story. And I said, they're brilliant at Disney. They're fantastic. I said, because I took my kid to a fete, like a fair, and they had a Mickey Mouse there, and my kid got terrified. Because it's a huge, big mouth, a man-sized mouth. And he was terrified. But we'd already booked to go see. So I contacted them, and they gave me an itinerary of where I should go at what time, every hour by hour for the whole 2 weeks I was there, so that at no point did we bump into any of the characters. And that's the Nancy I'll go to. And people were saying, oh, who do you call? And after about an hour, I thought, I've obviously made this up. It's obviously not true, but people are now phoning Disney and saying, I want that package because my kid's going to be terrified of this big creature. And then they contacted me and said, can you stop doing it? Can you tell them it was a lie?
Excellent.
Right, what else have you got?
Well, we have to say goodbye to Mark now.
Why? Where's he got to go? Why? What are we moving on?
Yeah, we've got some adverts and then we've got a guest to speak to, Bob.
It looks to me like we got ads and then a feature called Too Brainy for Jail.
Well, that's the headline.
Is this similar to what KGB did earlier? JHB, sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, JHB. Is it the same sort of story? But we're coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £20 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks. I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops it feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Now at TradePoint, 10% off all Leyland Trade 10 and 12 litre pens. See in store for even more deals at our decor rated event. Trade on. TradePoint!
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on Hampshire's westbound M27. There's been an accident near to Junction 7 for Hedge End. A car and a lorry involved in that and one lane's closed. Flooding on the M5 in Somerset's causing northbound delays around Junction 26 for Wellington. The outside lane is currently flooded. Earlier problems on the M6 in Cheshire mean some heavy traffic northbound just after Stoke, Junction 16 to 17. And there's barrier repairs on the northbound M5 near Worcester. One lane's closed after an accident. Junctions 8 to the M50 up towards Junction 7. I'm Joanna Adams.
BT's biggest ever SIM sale is now on, with huge discounts for everyone and even bigger savings if you've got BT broadband at home. Whether you use a little or a lot of data, we've got a SIM for you, with savings of up to £108 a year. Plus, join online and you'll also get a free Amazon gift card worth up to £90. But hurry, BT's biggest ever SIM sale ends 1st of June, so visit bt.com/simonly now.
UK calls, text and data. Savings include £5 monthly discount for BT broadband homes. Excludes business. Compatible phone required, mainly in a locking, terms apply.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We'll be responding to all the big news stories of the day. I'll be joined by former Fleet Street editor Paul Connew to take us through the trending review. Damian Lewis, the author of Operation Relentless, what a title that is, by the way, will be in the studio. And also, Olympic gold medalist Nicola Adams, fantastic boxer, right here in the studio at Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Sam Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
What do you want, a handwritten invite?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills.
In for John Holmes. On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is me. I'm sorry. Little John's not, he's not very well. He's poorly. We wish him a speedy recovery. You can call us on 0344 499 1000. You can text the word talk and your message to 87222. Why don't they just write? Come here, can they? Why don't they just write 87222? Why have they written the word double? That's so confusing.
I don't know.
87222.
You can have 87222, I think, is a preferred one. But I don't know who's...
872... Who would write the word double? Anyway, or you can tweet at Talk Radio or at Bob Mills TT. A couple of stories. Well, we're going to do one big story now. We're going to do the Too Brainy for Jail story. But before we do that, if she reads that article, the next time she comes in to do the news...
Victoria?
Yeah. And she talks about they want the trademark for the Kit Kat.
Mm.
Don't let her say Nestle again.
Okay, why is that?
Because it's Nestles. Oh, it just grates on me, people who say Nestle.
That's the correct pronunciation.
No, it's Nestles. It's always been Nestles. Oh, it makes me so angry. Anyway, you'd have read about this story, you'd have heard about this story on JFK's programme earlier today. This woman, Lavinia Woodward, wasn't the last woman who was involved in a big case called Woodward. Anyway, Lavinia Woodward, 24. There's no need to know her age, is there? She stabbed her Tinder lover. I don't know what a Tinder lover is. Is a Tinder lover the same as a lover?
Yeah, but they met on the app.
But he's a real person.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's a real
they
person.
Met, why did this, someone she met on Tinder who then became her lover?
Yes.
You don't have to be a Tinder lover, do you, for the rest of your life?
No, but, you know, it just, I guess, adds some pizzazz to the story.
Oh, do you think so? That's what they've done. They bigged it up. Anyway, they had a drink and drug-fueled row. Again, they had a row. And she stabbed him. That's a horrible thing. She stabbed him with a bread knife. In the leg, apparently? I don't know. The judge has said, and this is what's causing the brouhaha, it seems to me that this was a one-off, a complete one-off, and to prevent this extraordinarily able young lady from not following her long-held desire to enter the profession she wishes to would be a sentence would be too severe because she's studying to be a heart surgeon, blah, 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 blah. And Judge Ian Pringle delayed sentencing for 4 months and hinted that Woodward won't be jailed because of her extraordinary talent. And people are saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, she was a single mum from Peckham, that wouldn't be the case, or if it was a blow, but we don't know enough about it. But someone who does is Nick Freeman, who's a solicitor from the Manchester-based legal practice Freeman and Co. He's got his own. I wouldn't even bother with the Co. If it was my company, I'd just call it Freeman. That's my name and that's it. Hello, Nick.
Afternoon, Bob.
Who are the Co? Why have you had to include them? I wouldn't. It's your
company. Friendly. It's friendly, it's inclusive, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, to make them feel wanted. But you're the
they
governor.
Are wanted, they are wanted.
Yes, I know, you're the governor. So, Nick, the first point I would make in this is this, right? I think if it's a crime of passion or whatever and someone gets stabbed in the leg, from my experience of legal matters, that's not necessarily something that would get you a custodial sentence anyway, is it? You might get away.
Not automatically. What the court has to do, it has to consider the sentencing guidelines, and in this case, it has to consider balancing the level of harm and the level of culpability. I hope I'm not losing you.
Now go on.
And in this case, I would say that it's not the most serious, it's not the least serious, it's probably in between. It's a Category 2 case,
right?
Because it's not just stabbing him, that there's more to it than that. She swiped at him with a knife, she punched him in the face, she threw three items at him, and she stabbed him in the leg.
Right.
So it's a sustained attack, there's a use of a weapon, and he's obviously received an injury. We don't know the nature of that injury, no. We don't know how severe it is. It's also aggravated by the fact that there is a domestic relationship and there are drugs and drink involved.
Right.
So, and if I'm right and it is Category 2, the starting point is 18 months prison, and the range is between 1 and 3 years. And I have to be honest with you and say, I think Category 2 is the right starting point, and I think this lady's medical career, bearing in mind she is a cocaine addict, I don't know whether she's an alcohol addiction as well, but with a serious record such as this, which will obviously have to be declared, I'm afraid this will probably spell the end of her career to be a surgeon, her surgical career. I doubt very much that the BMA would accept her. She's 24 years of age. So it's tragic from many perspectives because she's undoubtedly an extremely intelligent lady who's a troubled lady. And what's the court trying to do is trying to balance punishing her and helping her, punitive and remedial. And it's a very difficult task. And, of course, many people, as you would say, if this was a man who did it to a woman, well, he would definitely go to prison. And some people say if you stick a knife in someone, that's where you should go. There should be no excuse. It's too serious. So,
you see, my first thought, let me tell you what my first thought was when I read this. And you're right, she's had a very troubled life and has struggled with drug addiction. And this isn't the first incident of domestic abuse and domestic violence that she's been involved with. They're all
she's
terrible.
She's been a victim. She's been a victim.
Yeah,
she's been a victim.
They are terrible things. My first thought when I read this was, right, if you're Judge Ian Pringle, if you've actually looked at this case and thought, do you know what? You were both drunk. You were both in. You were having a big row. He's a bloke. You're a woman. And it got out of hand. And you've stabbed her. And I don't think you're going to do it again. And I think what he perhaps should have done is said, look, I've looked at this. And I don't know if there's a Costello. I think by adding all that about, well, because you're obviously a very intelligent young woman and you're training to be a surgeon. And I think it would be terrible. It was like, well, why have you added that? Why did you need to say that? If someone should go to jail, they should go to jail. If you think that they shouldn't, then
it's
fine.
It's relevant. It is, the judge is right. These things are relevant. Everything is relevant. Everything's up for grabs. And the fact that she's from a privileged background, the fact that she's intelligent, she's obviously had someone helping her with a legal fee. She wouldn't have got a QC on legal aid. So she's from a very privileged background, but clearly, and that is relevant. And it's right that the judge, when he's considering how to sentence her, he's got to state things for her and things against her. But in my view, the judge has really now tied his hands. And because he's deferred sentence, so he's saying, I'm not sentencing you today, I'm going to sentence you, I think it's on the 25th of September, which is probably in 6 months' time.
Yeah.
And he's laid down certain conditions. One, she remains free from any other criminal offence. Two, she's alcohol-free, and three, she's drug-free. Those are the main conditions, as I understand it. Now, if she complies with those conditions, the judge really cannot send her to prison. He's tied his own hands. Mm. And so, in my view, provided she complies with that, this lady is not going to prison.
You see, this is, and you will understand this, you're a solicitor in Manchester, you know the score. If a young single mother from Fallowfield stabs her husband, she's getting banged up. That's all there is to it. But
you're going to have to consider all the circumstances. I mean, Bob, it's easy to make generalisations like that, but, you know, you do have people who, for example, the case you're referring to, and it might be hypothetical, she might be defending herself, she might have... Sure. You use excessive force, which takes her beyond self-defense, but the judge might think, well, okay, you don't have self-defense, but I really do feel sorry for your situation. You shouldn't have a knife. You shouldn't ever use a knife. I've got to deter people, but you've got two kids. They're dependent on you. I'm not going to give you an immediate custodial sentence. It's never straightforward. And if you look at the sentencing guidelines, they are, in fact, quite complex. They are involved, and they do cater literally for every situation now.
But you can understand, can't you?
It's a little bit by painting by numbers, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, but you can understand that most people reading this story will read it, as people do, they read through things and they pray-see them as they go in. And what they will read from this is a very privileged, very well-to-do, Oxbridge-educated girl has stabbed someone and looks like they're going to get away with it.
Yes, that's exactly how people will read it. And I do have some sympathy with people who read it in that way, because if you look at the sentencing guidelines and consider them very carefully, as I say, it's a Category 2 case. Now, the law is you have to follow the sentencing guidelines unless it would be an affront to natural justice. And I imagine what the judge will conclude here is that this would normally be a Category 2 case, but because that would be against natural justice, it would not be in the interest of justice to send you to prison for the following reasons. I'm going to give you a different type of sentence which will address the problems you have and also punish you by making you do unpaid work for the community. And I imagine that's what he will do on the 25th of September, provided that she complies with all the conditions that he's imposed.
But it has made a difference, the fact that she's turned up there with a good brief, hasn't it? So she's had the money.
No, there's no doubt about that at all. Look, ultimately, you do, I'm afraid, get what you pay for. If you know, in all walks of life, whatever it is, whether you're buying a car, whether you're having a brain operation, whether you're having a case argued for in law, if you pay more, you tend to get better representation. People might not like that, but I'm afraid that's a fact of life.
I guess it is, isn't it? And that seems to be getting worse, doesn't it? What's happened to all these reforms they're doing in legal aid and that? Is it only going to get worse?
Well, I suppose it depends what happens after the general election. Legal aid needs to be looked at because there are massive injustices being caused now, because basically people are being deprived of legal aid. They're being deprived of legal representation when they need it. It's imperative for someone to argue their case, to advise them whether they have a defence. Lay people are not lawyers. They're not aware of the intricacies of the law, and they need help. And legal aid's a fantastic system. It's been around for a long time, and it's been cut back, and it's wrong. And the legal aid fund needs to be boosted so that people have a fair chance. It's a very unlevel playing field at the moment.
Nick, thank you so much. Thanks for enlightening us, which you have done, because you're right. People read things and they say, this is why this is happening. But as you say, people, there are guidelines that have to be followed. I will be interested to see what happens in 4 months' time when she comes back, well, 6 months'
well,
time.
Well, if it's for, well, Bob, if she complies with those conditions, she will not be going to prison.
And if she doesn't, she will.
She's got a problem.
Super. Nick, not super, just that's how it is. Nick Freeman. And as far as I'm concerned, you're from the Manchester-based legal practice, Freeman's.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Cheers, mate. Thanks a lot.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
All the latest election news as soon as it breaks on the station that's going to the country.
The British Open Democratic Process.
Talk Radio.
Right. That's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. Paul Weller, A Kind Revolution, out now.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got a 6x5-foot close board fence panel for only £16.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is me, Bob Mills, in for John Holmes for the next 2 hours. Coming up in the next hour, Pippa Middleton's wedding. We're talking to the person responsible for the great big marquee. But before that, here's the news from Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Bob. Coming up, election bickering. Chelsea Manning is out of jail. And find out which 90s sitcom is back.
Talk Radio.
The Tories are claiming there's a £58 billion black hole in Labour's spending plans. Chancellor Philip Hammond says its analysis suggests ordinary families would pay the cost. Labour is promising to raise taxes for big businesses and high earners to boost public services. And on the campaign trail, Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell has refused to take lectures from the Conservatives.
We have a government that can't feed its population, can't ensure they have work which is paid a decent wage, and a government that can't even house its population.
The Liberal Democrats have put Brexit at the heart of their election manifesto, promising a second referendum on the deal negotiated with Brussels. The party is also planning to legalise cannabis and says it would scrap planned expansion of grammar schools. After serving just 7 years of a 35-year prison sentence, whistleblower Chelsea Manning has been released. The former US Army intelligence analyst was convicted of espionage and aiding the enemy after leaking classified material to the website WikiLeaks. Vladimir Putin says Donald Trump did not pass on any secrets to Russia last week, and he can prove it. The US president's been accused of disclosing highly classified information about a planned Islamic State group operation to the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Meanwhile, the White House is denying claims Mr. Trump asked the FBI to drop an investigation into his campaign's links to Russia. Barrister Michael McParland says it's one word against another.
Can you actually take the word of a 20-year veteran of the FBI used to making meticulous notes of his dealings against President Trump, whose version of events, in fairness to him, sometimes changes between the beginning of a sentence and the end of a sentence?
A court has heard Rolf Harris was given the nickname Groper Rolf by a woman who claims he molested her at a celebrity sporting event in the 70s. The 87-year-old former entertainer denies four charges of indecent assault. And the US sitcom Roseanne is coming back after 20 years off TV. Original cast members Roseanne Barr and John Goodman will return for the 8-episode series next year.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet in the south of England this afternoon, but improving from the west later on. Sunshine and showers in the north. Highs of 25 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with some breaking news. Walter Mazzarri will step down as Watford's head coach after Sunday's final Premier League game of the season with Manchester City. The Italian was only appointed a year ago. He leaves the club 16th in the table. Chairman Scott Duxbury says the decision was made after a meeting about the club's future goals and aspirations. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino, meanwhile, says there's no chance of him leaving this summer. There's been speculation that Inter Milan are interested in bringing him to Italy. Pochettino says there's no buyout clause in his contract despite the reports, and he'll be ready to lead Spurs into another shot at the Premier League title next season.
Many rumours, but I am commitment with the club, with Tottenham, and no reason to leave the club. I will stay here, don't worry, 3rd of July for the pre-season. You will see. I will stay here. Don't worry.
On to tonight's action. Manchester United go to Southampton in the Premier League. Elsewhere, Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield are goalless going into the second leg of their Sky Bet Championship playoff semi-final. Finally, in tonight's IPL eliminator match, Sunrisers Hyderabad take on Kolkata Knight Riders. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills. In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Bob Mills. In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you as we enter the second hour of this extravaganza. It is me, Bob Mills, for John Holmes. In just a moment, we'll be speaking to Daniel Morris-Gibbons, Creative Director for Bespoke Events, and that's ahead of Pippa Middleton's wedding this weekend. We'll also be getting an update from the campaign trail as we follow the leader. And we'll be looking over the good news in a section that we like to call Looking Over the Good News. And, of course, you're more than welcome to get in touch. You can call us on 03444991000. You can text the word talk and then your message to 87222, which will cost you £5, or you can tweet at Talk Radio or at Bob Mills TT. That's my tweet, and I've got my little computer here. Victoria Bourne, just before you go and prepare the next news bulletin, you didn't do the story in the last one about the Kit Kat thing. You may do that story again.
Yes.
I just want you to... You don't mind a little bit of advice, do you? Read that word.
Nestles.
That's how you pronounce it.
No, I don't believe
you. No, it's Nestles with a U. NESSULLS.
Where are you getting your information from, Bob?
Life.
Which
60 years of experience of buying chocolate.
It's Nestle. It's Nestle.
I don't want to get involved. Get her
in. You already got involved.
I was going to leave.
Victoria.
Yes, Cornelius.
Nestles.
It's not Nestles.
Nestle. We really appreciate the work you do for the show.
Can I tell you something? Don't let me turn Twitter onto you. Because if I activate these people...
Do it. You can.
Right.
Turn Twitter onto me,
Bob
my
Mills
Twitter
CC.
Name.
You tell me. Nestle or Nestles? There you go. They'll be back.
I think you're wrong.
Well, when you're back, 2:30.
Yeah.
You won't be able to get in the room for all the Twitter. No, for Twitter doesn't actually take up physical space. I was imagining a great big paper trail. Oh, I got in terrible trouble once with Joan Collins.
What happened?
I was writing, as in the days when I used to be a writer, and I was writing something, and we wanted Joan Collins to feature in it, and Joan and her agent said, "Well, send Joan her script." And what that means, of course, for a big star, is send them the few pages of the script that they're involved with. Yeah. They don't want to see the whole script. They're not interested. They want to see their bit, okay? And we got overexcited, and we sent the whole script. And instead of sending it to the agent, which is what you should do, and the agent decides whether Joan Collins even needs to see it, we somehow got a hold of her fax number, and we sent her the fax. And we weren't very good at operating the fax, and I don't know what happened, but instead of a 90-page script, I think 10 versions, 10 90-page script. No, all the paper in her thing, basically. She was out at a dinner in Hollywood, and all this paper came spewing out of her text. When she came, she thought she'd been burgled, and she phoned the police. Someone had ransacked her house.
I would love to see pictures of that.
Oh, we got in trouble and told not to bother. We had a cease and desist order. Right, so coming up on the show, we have got Follow the Leader we're doing. And also, I forgot to mention this. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe I should go next door and give it to our, I don't like calling them our sister station, our slightly drunken uncle station, Talk Sport, because it's much more of a sports story. But no, why shouldn't we break it?
We can do
Gareth Bale, Wales, Real Madrid, but also he's got a new job. He's been appointed to a new position. We'll break that. We'll talk about that later on. Some of you, if you've been on the, I don't know if it's just on the London Underground or whether the adverts are everywhere, but you might be aware of Gareth Bale's new position. But for now, that was a drum roll. Daniel Morris-Gibbons, Creative Director for Bespoke Events. Hello, sir.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
I'd love to be a creative director.
It's quite an interesting one. First thing I'll apologise for is the noise that you may hear. I'm actually outside one of the venues that we work in quite regularly, which is the Natural History Museum. So there's a lot of stuff going on outside. But hopefully you can hear me.
Have
okay
you got
anyway
an event on? You got something on there?
We've got lots of things on. We're doing site visits and walkthroughs and all sorts of things. So yeah, it's
what a lovely place, though. What a fantastic place!
It's lovely. Oh yeah, the museum, and one of the things that we get to do, which is great, is we get to work in some amazing buildings and museums and things. So that's all. It's all good. It's all good. Although I'd love to be behind the mic as well. We can switch places if you like.
And I'll be a creative director.
Well, I just did 24 hours.
That must be a great job. I bet you just walk around with a clipboard and say to it, "You move that over there. No, put it back." That's fantastic.
Oh, well,
we're going to talk first about Pippa's Marquee, but after we do that, because you're with Bespoke Events, I'm going to talk to you about the horror and the events industry at the moment of this ridiculous young people with clipboards who think it's a good idea to put comedy event, corporate events on in ridiculous places and expect people to be able to give talks there. But anyway, that's later on. Firstly, have you seen this marquee?
I did a very similar one about 3 years ago for Rod Stewart, actually.
Where? At his house?
No, up at a venue in North Yorkshire. It was actually a private client, a wedding client, and we actually use the same marquee company as well. I know all about the glass marquee.
But surely what makes it a marquee is the canvas, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, we now call it a temporary structure. So we call them temporary event structures.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. I do agree with you. But no, I mean, listen, marquee is a sort of, it was almost a kitsch word now, and you know, it just talks about someone having a garden party and putting up a tent.
For the benefit of people who haven't seen this marquee, if you think that, oh, Pippa, bless her, she's getting married in a tent just like ordinary people. No, she's getting married in the tropical house from Kew Gardens, basically, is what it is.
It's very similar to that. I mean, it does resemble a greenhouse. And actually, on that, they would have had to put big air conditioning ducts in as well. I mean, when we did it, we had to spend about 15 grand just on air conditioning. Because obviously, because it's all made of glass, it
holds the heat.
Like a greenhouse. Yeah, absolutely. Even if it's not that hot outside, it's the sun sort of going onto all that glass. So, yeah, I mean, they're a fortune to do. I mean, not just the structure, but all the stuff that goes with it.
What would that hold? How many is she going to get in there?
probably about 450 people, something like that.
So that is basically top table guests, isn't it, that 450?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Must be.
Because the guest list itself, I'm sure they're probably having, you know, other things going on, I should imagine. Because to get a guest list down for them to 450 is knocking on, isn't it? That's pretty tight.
Yeah. I mean, listen, a lot of our clients, and you know, some of our biggest ones have really, really small events. They just decide they're going to have sort of, you know, close family, maybe first cousins, if they're lucky. And they just, you know, they could invite 800 people, but they invite 150. I'm sure that's what they're doing with this one.
Have you seen the toilets? Have you seen them, the toilets?
I have, yeah. It's something we get asked about. But you know, why not? If you're, you know, it's about fitting out, you know, a trailer and wheeling it in. It doesn't matter what the inside looks like. As long as it works, you can have it whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, I'm not knocking it. I think it's fantastic because that's always the down part. I haven't been to a lot of people, but I've been to three or four celebrity weddings. And I've also performed at a number of, you know, these big things. And the one thing that always lets it down is you think you've spent all this money on that and then just gone to, you know, the local Portaloo dealer for your toilets. Well, but this is a gorgeous big honey wagon, this is what they've got.
No, they do, and you know that's the one they've got. It's not the best either. You know, we've gone above and beyond that as well.
Wow.
We do what we call Univac toilets, which where we actually basically build them pretty much from scratch, almost like an IKEA flat pack inside its own structure. So you know, you can spend. You know, we've done toilets that cost $20,000 for a marquee.
Wow.
You know, I mean, these trailers that they're having are probably in the sort of, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 mark, I'd say. But you can go even more. It's an unlimited industry, this one.
Do we know where it is, the wedding, or is that being kept secret, or do we know where it is?
I don't know where it is.
Because I would imagine security will be a big issue, won't it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you've got the other issue, which is the drone issue. You know, you've got all these drones flying about now, and, you know, what better way to capture the inside of a marquee, which is made of effectively glass, than flying a drone above it? You'd be able to see everything, wouldn't you? So actually, they probably haven't thought of that. They probably should have had something which was canvas rather than glass.
They might have to get a big old tarpaulin on the day.
Well, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Throw it over the top.
Get a big tarpa. But no, they're not. I mean, wherever it is, it will have to be in a very secure environment because I'm presuming her sister and her husband are going to the wedding. So it'll be, you know, it'll be top drawer security.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think what they'll probably do, they'll probably have a no-fly zone over it as well. If the royals are going to be there, there's no way they're going to have aircraft flying overhead. So if they do get any drones or anything like that, I'm sure they'll sort of send out the helicopters and try to sort of swipe them down. But I certainly don't know where it is, and I'm sure we'll all be kept in the dark until afterwards. They'd be mad to let it out at this stage with all the paparazzi and the technology that they can do to get these photos now.
We do know it's in Berkshire.
Well, you know, so there we are. You know,
let's cut it down a bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what it'll be, Daniel? It'll be like the old days when we used to go to raves. All the guests will be told just drive around Berkshire, and then you'll get a phone call at 2:00.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Well, I'm sure if the structure's that big, actually, you drive around for long enough, you'll probably see the little top of the greenhouse, sort of. You know,
well, the press will have choppers and drones, as you say, drones and helicopters,
well, exactly.
Won't they?
It's the drones that are the issue, yeah. The drones are the issue, especially with the glass marquee. But, you know, at the same time, maybe they want it to be all over the press. You know, Pippa is, you know, I suppose she's got to consider, you know, her career and, you know, getting in the press and being papped is probably part of that.
As my mother would say, Pippa, she's not backward at coming forward.
There we are.
All right, listen, thank you very much. Get back in the museum because it sounds like it's going a bit mental in there.
Yeah, so, it's getting a bit busy out here.
Yeah. Have fun, mate. Have a good day, all right? Nice, lovely to talk to you. Cheers, bud.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The latest breaking news, expert analysis and outspoken opinion.
And I, for one, am proud of that.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Paul Weller is back. Kind Revolution. Mojo Magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road.
Pawella. A kind revolution. Out now.
This Wednesday, it's a £20 million jackpot, which for some lucky winners could make life pretty... Now, what's the word?
Fantastic.
No, not that.
Wonderful.
No.
Beautiful. It's true.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Estimated jackpot. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
All good things must come to an end. And Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job. With Screwfix, you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix. Here when you need us.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues on the M27 in Hampshire. This is towards an accident near Junction 7 for Hedge End, where one of the lanes is closed. No change for Suffolk's eastbound A14. At Junction 45 for Ruffham, because of the poor road surface, the main carriageway is closed. So you're being diverted via the slip roads. Queues are back to Junction 44. The M5 in Worcestershire is very slow moving. As you travel north, Junctions 8 for the M50 to 7 for Worcester and Evesham. The barriers are being repaired there after an accident. And a breakdown is causing queues on the clockwise M60 at Junction 15 for the Swinton interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation.
Bob Mills.
In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hiya, thank you for sticking with us. It's me, Bob Mills, in for John Holmes, who's poorly. We wish him a speedy recovery. You can call us if you want on 0344 499 1000. You can text the word talk and then your message to 87222, which will cost you £5, or you can tweet at Talk Radio or me at Bob Mills TT. And thank you, Raymond Barty, again. Thank you. It's Nestles, not Nestle, just as it's Marathon, not Snickers, and Opal Fruits and not Starburst. All right? That's how it is. That's how it's going to be. All right? Everything's coming up roses. You'll enjoy it. Now then, we're going to put... What, do I do the talk and then you play the music? Or
yeah,
do you play
yeah,
the music
so you
first?
Read the first bit and then it says Con plays bed.
Oh, is that Con plays bed? Con yeah. is you, Cornelius.
I'm me, yeah.
And bed is...
Bed means the music that goes underneath with the feature.
We're now 22 days away from the general election, which will be held on the 8th of June, and the party leaders are busy running around the country in search of photo opportunities and, of course, votes. And the good news is Talk Radio is the place to keep... And you put the in, you've done it in capital letters, so I'd say
that.
It properly.
Yeah.
Talk Radio is the place to keep up to date as to where they are and what they're going to be doing. So from marginal seats to mistaken tweets. You could have a career in this writing stuff. We'll keep you up to date as we follow the leaders. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Jeremy Corbyn isn't doing any front-facing events today, but he was busy officially launching his party's manifesto. Here's a clip from his speech yesterday saying that taxes won't go up for the majority of people.
We're ruling out rises in VAT and national insurance and on income tax for all but 5% of the highest earners.
Theresa May has been having a read of Jeremy's manifesto and she's doing a press conference today in London. She's not convinced that Corbyn's manifesto has quite passed the test.
Manifestos are a test of leadership. Unlike Jeremy Corbyn's fantasy wish list of easy promises paid for with imaginary money, I will set out in detail the five great challenges our country faces over the next 5 years and lay out how we will tackle them.
Tim Farron, he of Lib Dem fame, well, he'll be in Bethnal Green tonight launching his own manifesto, and he believes that the electorate have a genuine choice in this election.
We could invest in our health and social care. We could save our schools and invest in them. We could avoid the extreme version of Brexit that Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn have chosen. We could have a better future for our children.
Nicola Sturgeon today will be campaigning in Musselburgh, and she's accused the Labour Party of policy theft.
Free tuition, an end to the bedroom tax, climate change targets, getting rid of NHS parking charges. They seem familiar policies in Scotland. The SNP government has already delivered all of them.
Meanwhile, Paul Nuttall has returned from Strasbourg and is from his MEP duties, and he's been talking about the fisheries.
Fishing communities up and down the country have been destroyed by the EU's common fisheries policy. What we want back is our maritime economic zone, which goes out 200 miles into the North Sea, and we really want to revitalise our fishing communities.
And finally, let's hear from the Green Party's co-leader, Caroline Lucas. She's not on the campaign trail at the moment, but here is her in the past saying that she wants electoral reform.
The thing that is grubby is our current dysfunctional, archaic and massively undemocratic electoral system that can hand absolute power to a government on less than 24% of the eligible vote.
And don't forget, we'll have another update for you tomorrow as we follow the leader.
Follow the leader, leader.
Now, that's fine, and we stop talking about that now because I'm not allowed to make comments on things, but I can comment on your speech, because all that there
on the
I
format,
read.
Yeah.
I had to read it all because you can't allow someone like me to freewheel when it comes to politics. God knows we'd be in big trouble. But there's a couple of things. Firstly, the very last thing that you've written, be very careful because it looks to me like an instruction. Con plays out, stab, all right? So be very careful of that sort of thing. The one thing I would just ask you about, I'm not questioning, but I'm going to ask you, front-facing event. What do you mean front-facing?
That means Jeremy Corbyn
isn't standing looking at people talking to them.
Yeah, not today.
But people might think, so maybe he's turned round now. Maybe he's going to be talking to people, but he's not going to be looking at them. He's going to be doing a Terry Alden. He might be doing a Terry Alden. You need to know an awful lot about the world of alternative comedy to understand that reference. But he might have decided to just turn around and face the other way. Why don't you just say, Jeremy Corbyn isn't going to be doing any speeches today or any events today or meeting anyone today?
Well, we don't know whether he is or not because he might be doing that in private. So we can't really, we can only deliver the facts. Mm.
You've tied yourself up in knots, though, haven't you? And you've come up with front-facing. It's the worst of all possible worlds that you've got there.
Sorry.
But other than that, very, very well done.
Did you like that little feature we did?
I did like the little feature because it's what it should be, which is just factual and correct and balanced. Because that's the key, of course, in these times, in the run-up to a general election. One has to be balanced. One can't be seen to support one side and not the other. So what have we got coming up now? This is the big thing now. I might just tease them with this before the news and then break it after the news. Because you've seen it as well, haven't you? You hadn't seen it.
No, you told me about it.
It was as much as a revelation to you. Those of you who don't know about football, and firstly, I know that's the first thing you're thinking, what are they doing covering football? They've got a whole other sister station for that. Gareth Bale was the broke all the records, transfer records, when Tottenham was a superbly gifted footballer from Southampton, then Tottenham, and then 80 million, something like that, a huge amount of money, to Real Madrid and became an integral part of Real Madrid's setup. And I was as shocked as anyone else today when I saw quite clearly on a poster that as well as playing for Real Madrid and keeping himself fit because he has been injured, And, of course, being the leading light of the Welsh team in their bid to reach the finals of another major tournament, he's found the time to take on a role that sounds to me hugely, hugely laborious. That he's actually, you know, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to be popular, I'm pushing out, you know, pulling a raffle at a fete or something. It seems like a big... I've known several other people who've done this job in different places, and it's a full-time job. You really don't get time even to be training and playing football, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, the guy who does it in Washington, I mean, the guy who does it, again, we're not allowed to get into politics, but the guy who does it in Europe, at the European Union, well, one of them left after Brexit, and the new guy who's taken over... I mean, he's going to be working 26 hours a day.
Really?
Which you can do in Europe because they're 2 hours ahead of us. So how Gareth feels that he can do that job and...
Be a professional footballer
for his club and his country.
Are we sure he's not giving up the football?
Well, my first thought was he's bitten off more than he's chewing. And then I was thinking, well, maybe he's taking a sabbatical from Real Madrid and Wales.
It could be just over the summer.
In the club season,
yeah.
But again, that smacks of part time, and this is not a job. Certainly, the people who do it in Israel, and you know, because they have to deal with the whole Israeli Palestine thing, and the people at America, the guy who does it in Washington at the moment, who's having to build the bridges between the two countries. But we'll talk about it when we come back after about Gareth's new stint.
Talk radio.
The Liberal Democrats would give the public a vote on a final Brexit deal if it wins next month's general election. The party's launched its manifesto, which also includes a promise to help people who rent buy their own home. Here's leader Tim Farron.
We, as a community, you should have the right to have the final say. And if you do not like Theresa May's deal, you should have the right to remain, because Britain deserves some hope that there is another alternative to the bleak trajectory that Theresa May, backed by Jeremy Corbyn and UKIP, are taking us upon.
It comes as the Tories have accused Labour of a £58 billion hole in its spending plans. The Shadow Chancellor's hit back, saying the government's failed to feed and house the population. Pay is rising more slowly than the cost of living, as figures show wage growth has fallen behind inflation for the first time since 2014. But the number of people out of work fell to a 42-year low in the 3 months till March. The US soldier who leaked thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks has walked free from prison. Chelsea Manning's 35-year sentence was commuted by President Obama before he left the office. Legal action has started against one of the UK's biggest landlords who banned Indian and Pakistani tenants because of curry smells. The Equality and Human Rights Commission has applied for an injunction against Fergus Wilson over his policy. He denies being racist, saying he's previously been left with large carpet cleaning bills to remove odours. And Nestlé has failed to get its four-finger Kit Kat recognised as a UK trademark. Court of Appeal judges disagreed its shape needs protection, meaning rivals can legally make Kit Kat copycats.
Bob, as head of news and Victoria's boss, I have to tell you that Victoria is correct and it is Nestlé. You, my dear, are wrong.
Is that Schoenhofer?
Yes, it's my boss, Robin Schoenhofer.
There you go, humbled by the Schoenhofer. But you see, you have to understand what it is. It's a generational thing.
What?
They used to say, on the television, they used to say, and don't forget, you could get a bar of lovely Nestle's chocolate, because they said Nestle's. And then it wasn't until suddenly Europe got involved and everything Nestle. And, Danone, we never had that.
Wow. I mean, my memory doesn't go that far back.
We'll be doing that, won't we? Generation game.
The generational game.
Is that what they call it? Oh, well, you haven't finished.
I was going to do the weather, yeah.
Do the weather.
So, wet in the south of England this afternoon, improving from the west. Sunshine and showers in the north, highs of 25 degrees is more in half an hour.
It was bucketing down last night.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad, and I was terrified.
Oh, it was. Really loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I thought, if it's still raining this morning when they turn up in my shed, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because they can't have wrecked my shed while it's pouring down with rain. The inside will get wet. But the cloud drifted away and we had about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just long enough to put the shed up.
Have you got hard standing for the shed?
Oh, yes. I've had all that done and I've had the steps built. Everything was prepared.
Steps?
And
yeah. Wow.
The wooden steps that lead up from the lawn to the to the shed.
How big is this shed?
Have you seen the picture of Pippa's thing for her wedding?
No. I doubt it's as big as
it's
that marquee.
It's like a mini version of the Crystal Palace.
Mm. My shed, he's talking about, not Pippa's thing.
Is your shed glass?
No, it would only be glass if it was in the East Midlands.
I'm not from the East Midlands. I'm from the West Midlands.
Yes, it's glass.
Why are you picking me up on this? It's okay to have a dialect.
Yes, it's okay. Of course it is. You're quite right.
We should...
But also, do you claim to be from the north?
I am from the... I'm more northern than you.
Exactly. So, but you, how long have you been down south? A long old time. Yeah. That's why you're like, glass. Grass.
I don't say grass, I don't say glass. Don't matter. Right, why is that music still going on? Have we forgotten to do something underneath?
No, it's fine. We'll play a thing in a bit. But we should mention that in an hour's time, Victoria has to do her bonus news bulletin.
What's that?
Did John not ring you? He said he was going to ring you. So Victoria's news bulletins were made a minute shorter, weren't they?
Yeah.
About 3 or 4 months ago.
It was a lot longer ago than that. It was probably like 9 months ago.
But we checked and she didn't get paid any less. So she has to make
up the time. Oh, I'd make it. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm 100% in favour of that.
So after 3:30 each day, Victoria has to deliver a bonus news bulletin, mm-hmm. Which will be about either animal, vegetable or mineral news, because that covers everything. And today,
out of interest, Bob, which of those sounds the most interesting? Animal, vegetable,
animal.
Yes. See, it's the best.
Yeah, but
maybe.
Do you give her a topic?
Well, it's just changes every day. It's in the same.
No, but
order.
The actual you should give her the topic. You should say right, and you've got a minute's more news on, and just tell her there and
it's
there.
Vegetable.
Because I think the
I
mark
can't
of
just
a good
make it up.
No, the mark of a good newsreader, Gordon Honeycomb, Kenneth Kendall, they very often used to busk it. Because back then, sometimes there weren't a lot, and it's not like it was now. Sometimes there wouldn't be enough news to fill half an hour, and they'd get like 26 minutes in, and there'd be no news left. And Kenneth Kendall, Gordon Honeycomb, and Andrew Gardner, they'd suddenly say, and also, in Nairobi today, a massive earthquake, and you'd think they're making this up. Because you couldn't check, there was no internet then. Mm. They could say anything they wanted, and they'd just make up great swathes of the news.
But my bulletins are, even if they are silly, the bonus news is accurate.
Who's your favourite newscaster?
Favourite?
Yeah.
Who do you look up to?
I love Jon Snow.
What about Reginald Bosanquet? Do you like him?
I mean, I'm not sure who that is. I'm not
Gordon Honeycomb, do you like him?
Again... Are you making things up, Bob?
No, you think I'm making... Honest to God, you don't know any of those people.
No.
That's like being a footballer and not knowing who George Best was. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Reginald Bosanquet.
What era are you referring to?
60s.
Wow.
Go and look up Kenneth Kendall, Reginald Bosanquet, Gordon Honeycomb, and who was the other one? The really, really... Oh, no, you wouldn't remember Alvar Liddell. He's far too old. But
I
look
mean,
up
if it's the
three.
60s, I wouldn't remember it.
Bosanquet,
anyway.
Kendall and Honeycomb. Go and have a look at them. And the other thing is, you know what was different also about the news? Have I missed some big break?
No.
The other thing that was hugely different then... Do you know now when you turn on the telly, the news...
Mm.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
You know, the news...
The dramatic music.
The theme tune from the news used to be, and I wish someone could find this, I don't know, but it used to be. It was really like.
Was this on the BBC?
Yeah, really jolly. Hello. War has broken out. It was a really jolly piece of music. I've known it for years. It's probably out there on YouTube or something.
Probably.
But it was happy-go-lucky. So, 2:36. It's time to reveal... I mean, you should be doing this. This should be your
doing
news.
Doing what?
Gareth Bale.
What about him?
Gareth Bale, as well as being a footballer... I have to get a little bit more serious now. Has also been appointed... sleep ambassador.
Oh, you see, all I know about him is his hair. He has a little top knot, doesn't he? Or used to, I don't know.
All I know about him is his hair.
Not the best sentence.
I hope Chernoff is listening to this. Your boss and head of news. All I know about him is
his hair.
No. Gareth Bale, according to the poster that I saw today, has been appointed sleep ambassador for a leading firm of mattress suppliers. And he's Now, I know the UN ambassador, that's one of the hardest jobs. I'm sure there are some easy ambassador jobs. Liechtenstein is probably a bit of a, you know, oh, give that to old Terry. He's not, you know, he can't stay awake more than 3 hours a day. And San Marino and places. Mm. But to be the sleep ambassador for the entire world, if there are any problems with sleep, you're the man who has to go in there and sort them out. Insomnia. Sleep, what's the thing where you... apnea or something? Mm. He's going to be responsible for all that. And having a career as a footballer. I don't know.
Will he... does he get diplomatic immunity now?
Yeah, of course he will. That's it. He can go and nick anything he wants from Harrods. And park anywhere you want if you're a diplomat. You park anywhere you want. Millions and millions of pounds.
Where's the sleep embassy based?
Well, this is it. We've been given the bare minimum of facts about his new role. Gordon Honeycomb worked for TVAM. He had no choice but to make stuff up. Thank you, James. This is used to sometimes. Do you remember? You don't remember any of them, do you?
No, of course not.
Oh, they were glorious, the newsreaders in those days.
What Moira was the difference? Stewart. Oh, I know Moira's still going.
I don't know. There was no personality involved. They read the news. Do you know what I mean? They took it very seriously. And they all looked like a headmaster or a geography teacher. You believed what they were telling you. Do you know sometimes with the newscasters today, when they're telling you stuff and you think, I'm not sure about that.
Mm. Victoria's very hard to trust because she sometimes sits cross-legged and reads the news on her chair. And it's just like...
And also, it's very hard to take the word of someone who wears a kaftan. Do you know what I mean? You're thinking, you've obviously got an agenda. We can tell you that. All the kaftan and the great big bracelets all up and the tattoos on the neck and all that. You know, you're obviously not someone who can be trusted. But they used to look very, very serious in jackets and ties. I suppose we were younger then and we respected authority. And we thought of them as the police. Right, now what? Ads and trails?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, knock on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business, but where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues on the M27 in Hampshire. This is towards an accident near junction 7 for Hedge End, where one of the lanes is closed. No change for Suffolk's eastbound A14. At junction 45 for Ruffham, because of the poor road surface, the main carriageway is closed. So you're being diverted via the slip roads. Queues are back to junction 44. The M5 in Worcestershire is very slow moving. As you travel north, junctions 8 for the M50 to 7 for Worcester and Evesham. The barriers are being repaired there after an accident. And a breakdown is causing queues on the clockwise M60 at junction 15 for the Swinton interchange. I'm Joanna Adams.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Should I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, Make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Bob Mills.
In for John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Hello and a very good afternoon to you. I hope you're well. I hope the weather's decent where you are. It's horrible here. We're in Waterloo in London. It's pouring down with rain. It is Bob Mills in for John Holmes. You can call us on 03444991000. You can text the word talk in your message to 87222. That's 5 Bob. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio or at Bob Mills TT. Leonard Parkin was... who's this? This is Clarkie. My favourite newscaster was Leonard Parkin. And he also had that awesome theme tune. And by the way, Mineral News is best.
Yeah.
Gordon Honeycomb, apparently, this is heady, did an early version of Who Do You Think You Are? He found out that his name is Medieval and there were 10 honeycombs left in the United Kingdom. So, see, who do you think you are? They think that's it. What's that called in my house?
Don't know. What
who
is
are
it?
You?
Would you do it if you were asked?
That's like saying, would you fly a space shuttle to the moon if NASA give you a shout? They're not going to ask me to do it. They have, right, famous people doing it. I bet they ask Holmesy. That's where he is. I bet that's where
John
he
Holmes.
Is. I bet he's off filming Who Do You Think You Are? I didn't really ask you who your favourite ones are, Raymond, but John Craven. John Craven's news round. Oh, it's a horrible story. It's a sad story.
Why is
my
that?
Mate, my mate Davy Peel's dad used to work for the BBC and he was a prop. I've told this story before. He was a props master, okay, at the BBC. Mm-hmm. And he got called into the office one day and he got a job. He got given a job. All right. It was nothing to do with him. He was just the props guy. But someone at the BBC had decided that... Do you remember John... You wouldn't remember... Do you remember Newsround?
Yeah, Newsround's still going.
Right. It used to be called John Craven's Newsround.
Okay.
And John Craven would sit at a desk and behind him would be the sign, John Craven's Newsround. And he got called and they said, we need to do you a favour, Peely. We've changed the name from John Craven's Newsround to just Newsround. So we need you to get out your stepladder and take the John Craven's bit down and just leave the news round. So he's up the stepladder, doesn't it? And he heard the studio door open and in comes John.
Oh, no.
Morning, Peely. Hello, Mr. Craven. Busy? Yeah, busy, just doing a few jobs. Oh, a bit of tidying up, a bit of washing the old sign. Are you cleaning the old sign? Or are you changing the bulbs or something? I'm just doing what I'm told, Mr. Craven. Are you taking them down? Are they, coming up with a new logo, new font, something? Oh, you're just leaving the... Right, okay. Okay, Peely, well, I'll speak to you later. And that's apparently how he found out.
Really?
Was he
axed from the show, or is it just his name?
No, he carried on, I think, as presenter of Newsround for a while, but now then it became all trendy kids, didn't it? Imagine he's done all right, he's on Countryfile, isn't he?
Yeah, is he? Yeah.
John Craven's on Countryfile, isn't he? Someone help me, is he?
We're just finding out, probably.
Oh, sorry, I'm asking 12-year-olds whether John Craven... There's a new John Craven. Who was he in the Clash?
Yeah, Countryfile, you're right. You're completely right.
Common subject in any pub that I've ever drunk in, says Jason Leslie. Who would win a fist fight between ITN and BBC newsreaders? Leonard Parkin always seemed like a right hard nut to me. Yes, I'd have backed. Mind you, I think Bosanquet, because I think Bosanquet, God rest his soul, liked to drink. And I think if he'd had a shandy, he'd have waded in. He wouldn't have cared what the odds were. He'd have just waded in. Marcus Clayton, enjoying the show. Thank you. Just to confirm, but it's John's show that you're enjoying. It's widely acknowledged that Mineral News is by far the best of all the bonus news.
We always get tweets saying that. It's the most popular edition of Mineral News, yeah.
Well, I can see that Vegetable News is nonsense, and you've just put that in as a joke. But I would have thought that Animal News was as interesting, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be?
Well, that's Victoria's favourite, but it's Mineral News that really captures the imagination of the nation.
Anyway, Pippi Longstocking's giving me the snake eye, so I better get on with the good news, because the good news is what we do at this section.
I've got
of
that
the
song
show.
You asked for, if you want it.
Really? Less than 5 minutes ago, I asked you to find Good News Week by... I said Grasshoppers Anonymous, but you've corrected
me. Hedgehoppers
right.
Anonymous.
Can that be the background, then? Oh, hang on a second, hang on. This isn't the 12-inch club mix, is it? Because I think there's swearing in it.
Oh, no.
No, it's a joke. It's because it's not. The padlocks that were once fastened onto the famous Pont des Arts in Paris are now being sold to new homes as an effort to raise money for refugees in France. The Love Locks raised over $273,000 during a charity auction on Saturday night, all of which will be donated to refugee organisations such as Solipam, the Salvation Army and Emea Solidarité. Some old segments of the bridge sold at the auction for as much as $18,800, according to AFP. Lovers from around the world have traditionally fastened the locks onto the Pont des Arts railing near the Louvre and thrown the keys into the Seine River. So what they do, they fasten them and they throw the keys away. Our love will never die. Here, this is our love locked together.
Yes.
As the bridge accumulated more and more locks, however, part of the railing collapsed from the weight in 2014. Parisian officials then began removing the locks in order to maintain the bridge's structure in 2015. Acrylic glass panels were then installed in front of the railings to prevent any more padlocks being attached. So although the historic mounds of locks will no longer reside on the river, bidders were delighted to contribute to a good cause while also taking home a little piece of Paris.
What do you reckon about that? It's quite nice, isn't it? It's quite a romantic thing to sort of... Very symbolic.
A cynic would say...
In the City of Love.
A cynic would say that French bridge authorities, if your bridge ain't strong enough... to stand the weight of a few padlocks. Maybe what you should do is not be banning the padlocks, but rebuilding and strengthening your bridges.
Mm.
It fills me with terror, that story, because it's the two things that frighten me most in the not in the world, but certainly in my everyday life where I have to drive a lot, are level crossings. I've been known to sit for up to an hour.
Really?
Yeah. I once left a gig... and I was in the Fens, it was very flat, and I come to a level crossing, and I sat, and in the end I thought, no, I know that Ricky Grover was on after me at the gig, and he'll be driving home the same way, and I waited nearly an hour until he came, and then I flagged him down and said, you go first, and I'll come behind you, because I'm terrified of level crossing.
Really? I was once on a level crossing when a train was coming.
Well done, there you go. That's the thing to say to someone when they've told you they're terrified of something. Oh, I'm terrified of dogs. Yeah, I once got attacked by a dog. Don't tell me that people do actually...
Do you want to hear the story? It's quite a fun one. So me and my family were on the way to the Valley to watch some football. We parked up and we were walking to the stadium. And there is always this level crossing, which we cross. And at that time, it was quite a few years ago, it was still operated by a man in the booth at the level crossing. Anyway, we were walking across it and looked both ways, as you do anyway, even though you just presume it's going to be safe. Just a big old train down the end of the track heading our way. And we sort of look over at the booth, and there's a man having a wee behind it, and it was clearly the guy who should have been shutting the gates.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, I believe in this world we live in, with technology so advanced that they can send a camera in a satellite to Venus and Mars, you know, all these distant planets, and we can see pictures of them, and yet they still can't come to some system whereby trains don't hurtle across roads at 200 miles an hour.
It's true.
With nothing other than a bell. Ding, ding, ding. And a little barrier. No, it's got to be wrong. And it's got to be wrong. No, I've sat for many, many hours in my life building up the curry. Sometimes I get out the car and I go.
Go have a look.
And then I get back in the car and I edge further. And then I get out and have another. It's a ridiculous thing. But the other thing that terrifies me on roads is the sign Weak Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Because it tells you nothing. What are you saying? Listen, if you've got one of them big transporters with 10 vehicles on top of it, you should drive over. Does it mean that, or does it mean, tell you what, if you had an extra pie, I wouldn't risk this. It's not telling you anything, is it? It's just telling you the bridge is weak, and then it's up to you. You decide how weak you think it is. No, I don't. I hate that sign, Weak Bridge.
That's fair.
So I'm going to put that down because it's something to do with bridges.
Not,
bad news.
Not bad news. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Because it centres around the fact that they've got a weak bridge and they've tried to stop people being in love. You're banned from being in love in Paris.
Well, do you reckon when they cut them down, all these relationships?
They all felt they were instantly. Wherever they were in the world, people suddenly turned to their wives and said, I hate you. I don't love you anymore. And that was it. It's thousands of them all over the world. And you know why? French people. They did it. The authorities, not all French people, just the people in charge of bridges. The pont masters. What are you if you're in charge of bridges in Paris? Le général de pont. Right, next one. We've got time for another one.
Do you want to muse it?
Go on. A dog was found nuzzling his owner's face after he injured his neck falling from a tree. Paramedics found the dog, Tony, hugging... No, that's it.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not having a dog
that's
called
good
Tony.
News.
No, the dog's called Tony. I'm sorry. My dog was called Frankie. That's fine. You can have a dog called Frankie. You cannot stand in a wood and go, Tony! 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 No, you can't. I'm not having a dog called Tony. We're moving on to the next story. Which don't look a lot better, to be quite honest.
Okay.
An Australian woman was surprised to learn that her boyfriend had tricked her into carrying around her engagement ring in her necklace for more than a year.
Sorry?
I know. Anna and Terry, a couple from Tasmania, Australia. Is Tasmania in Australia? I think it's a separate island, isn't it? Is it a region of Australia? Maybe it is. Maybe it's one of the seven districts. I'd be surprised. Oh, okay. I'm not going to get into that anyway. Anna and Terry, a couple in Tasmania, had been dating for 1 year when she received the necklace as a gift. So they've been going out for a year and he's given her a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Terry said, I'd always loved the idea of giving someone a gift where they didn't know its true value until years later. You know what that is? I want to give someone worth a lot of money, but I'm not going to tell them how much it is in case they dump me over within a year, and then I'll just take it back and they won't know how much I've spent on it. Terry gifted Anna what he described as a spiral shell necklace made from Huon Pine. Spot the two made-up things in that sentence. She wore it every day and everywhere she went and pretty much never took it off, Terry gushed. He did at times worry about his girlfriend's necklace. For instance, when we went through airport security for the first time, Terry recalled. This is like the worst novel that's ever been written, isn't it? Still, she had no idea what was really inside until more than a year later. The travel-loving couple decided to trek to Smoo Cave. If you're going to make things up for these stories, make them a bit more believable than Smoo Cave, which, as we all know, is on the same planet where the Clangers live. Located in Durness, Scotland. Oh, no, God, I thought it was in Australia, but now the Scots are going to be at me, aren't they? How dare you say that Smoo Cave doesn't exist? All right, I apologise. That's when Terry finally decided to tell Anna what had been hidden in her beloved necklace. Before we actually went down the cave, I asked her if I could have the necklace to take some photos of it amongst the rocks, which gave me a quick chance to break the seal with a knife. Hang on. Terry and Anna, he's taken her into a cave with a knife. Come on.
How romantic.
Yeah. Don't worry, sweetheart, I'm all bladed up. When Terry went to return the necklace to Anna, he opened it to reveal the engagement ring inside. His now fiance replied, "What? It's been in there the entire time." And of course, later, she said yes to Terry's marriage proposal. What a load of old codswallop.
I like it said later. So she's still considered.
Oh, yeah, she still wasn't sure. I mean, I'd have been more worried if she'd agreed immediately, because let's remember, he did have a knife. And well done, Hedy, who's done the only sensible thing. The only sensible thing that's been written in the last 10 minutes on this programme has been Hedy, who said, surely someone in France who's in charge of bridges is obviously called a pontificate. You see, intelligent people thinking, not people making up cave names and dopey stories about Australians tricking their girlfriends. Ha ha, you didn't understand. Ha ha, we've been married for the last 3 years. I've not even told you. Ha ha ha.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count.
Can I quote you on that?
Join the conversation party
on your election station.
Our fortunes prosper well.
Talk Radio.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
MyGarnita.com.
Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarneeds.com.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind: to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £20 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Bob Mills, and in the final hour of the John Holmes Show, we'll be playing the generational game. We'll have the election spotlight. We'll have the bonus news, the headline quiz, all that after we've had the news from Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Bob. Coming up, Lib Dems manifesto, curry smell row, and good news for Bake Off fans.
Talk Radio.
The Liberal Democrats have launched their general election manifesto with a promise to help people buy the homes they rent. The party says if they're elected, they'd start a rent-to-own scheme to help first-time buyers purchase a house over a period of 30 years. Leader Tim Farron says he'd also want to give voters the final say on a Brexit deal in a referendum.
We accept the result of the referendum, but I don't accept that what is coming next is something that is a given. Everybody in this country, whether you voted Leave or Remain, it kind of doesn't matter now. What does matter is the future for our children. We, as a community, you should have the right to have the final say.
Wages aren't keeping up with inflation. Official figures show the average UK pay rise was 2.1% last year, while prices rose by 2.7%. Chelsea Manning, the US soldier who leaked thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks, has walked free from prison. Originally ordered to spend 35 years behind bars, her sentence was commuted by President Obama before he left office. The former military intelligence analyst, then known as Private Bradley Manning, says she'd intended to expose truths about the Iraq conflict. Here's her friend, Evan Greer.
Chelsea took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and that's exactly what she has done. It's incredibly important that our government cannot operate in secrecy, cannot kill in secrecy, cannot engage in corruption in secrecy.
Legal action has started against one of the UK's biggest landlords, who banned Indian and Pakistani tenants. The Equality and Human Rights Commission's applied for an injunction against Fergus Wilson, who said he didn't want them renting his properties because of the smell of curry. He denies being racist. And there are going to be two Great British Bake Off Christmas specials this year. TV site Broadcast says it's not known yet if the programmes will feature celebrity contestants or members of the public. The festive episodes will follow the first series of the baking contest on Channel 4 with new presenters Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig and new judge Prue Leaf.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet in the south this afternoon, but getting better from the west. Sunshine and showers in the north with highs of 25 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Walter Mazzari will step down as Watford's head coach after Sunday's final Premier League game of the season with Manchester City. The Italian was only appointed a year ago. He leaves the club 16th in the table. Chairman Scott Duxbury says the decision was made after a meeting about the club's future goals and aspirations. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino, meanwhile, says there's no chance of him leaving this summer. There's been speculation that Inter Milan are interested in bringing him to Italy. Pochettino says there's no buyout clause in his contract despite the reports, and he'll be ready to lead Spurs into another shot at the Premier League title next season.
Many rumours, but I am commitment with the club, with Tottenham, and no reason to leave the club. I will stay here, don't worry, 3rd of July for the pre-season, you will see. I will stay here. Don't worry.
On to tonight's action. Manchester United go to Southampton in the Premier League. Elsewhere, Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield are goalless going into the second leg of their Sky Bet Championship playoff semi-final. Finally, in tonight's IPL eliminator match, Sunrisers Hyderabad take on Kolkata Knight Riders. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills. In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Turn up the trouble on the radio show that doesn't take itself too seriously. Bob Mills. In for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am indeed, and it's a great pleasure to be in for John Holmes today here on Talk Radio, but hopefully he'll be back very soon. We wish him a speedy recovery over the course of the next hour, the final hour,
final hour.
Well, our political editor, Cornelius, will be casting his election spotlight on the city of Chester, wonderful city, and my hometown, of course. Victoria will be fulfilling contractual obligations with her bonus vegetable news, and we'll be finishing off the show with a brand new headline game. If you'd like to join us, you can ring 03444991000. That's your standard network applies. Well, I don't know what that means. You can text the word talk in your message to 87222, which will cost you $5. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio or at Bob Mills TT. But for the next 15, 20 minutes, we should be playing the generational game. Are we allowed to say that? Have we stolen? Is that copyright?
Well,
adding it makes it something different.
It's pastiche, isn't it? It's parody.
Oh, is that what it is? We're getting away with it.
Fine.
Basically, I shall be educating Cornelius in the ways of the world, in the generational game. Play your music.
Life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you. Life can be terribly tame.
Right, talk us through this, Cornelius. What happens? It's you and me. We're different generations.
How old are you? I'm 24.
You're 24. I'm 60 next month.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Are you having a do?
Oh, you mean a party? Am I going to have some kind of turn? We generally have family things. I'm going
to
get my thing, of course. My free travel.
Oh, you're...
Been looking forward to that. I've been sitting with my mates. I've got two mates. Otis Cannelloni and Ronnie Goldner, I was working with last night, are both over 60, and they both got one. And the whole, you can have hours of conversation of, where did you go? Nottingham. How much? Because, of course, what you do is you get the Oyster card, basically, the free Oyster card. Mm-hmm. But you also get an old senior rail card, which is like a student rail card.
Yeah, I have a young person's one at the moment.
But the way that you use it, of course, say you're going to Nottingham,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't buy a ticket to Nottingham from London. Because your Oyster covers you up to Watford Junction.
Oh, really?
So you only need the reduced rail fare. It sounds like
Shouldn't be broadcasting that. They'll stop that as soon as they hear
about
this.
Oh, I think they're trying to stop it because I think too many. But I think I'm going to get in under the wire. So don't bother me. I don't think they can take it back. So what happens in this? Tell me.
So often on this show, when me and you do shows together, we confuse each other with phrases and references,
yes,
don't
we?
That we don't understand.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is test each other on references from our own generations and see if we can guess what that is.
Fine, okay.
Is that all right?
Right, and who do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Cass will keep a score.
Oh, hang on, suddenly the Producer scores, Cass. And suddenly we're making it confrontational, adversarial. Very well, let's go.
Okay, so what do you think on fleek means?
Again?
On.
E-N.
Yeah, and then fleek. Fleek is, yeah.
Well, on means on, like on vogue and in. And fleek is it something to do with pictures? In pictures.
You're very close, actually. Sort of when you said on vogue, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
That's exactly what it means. It's used originally in an internet post about eyebrows. So people will say, oh, your eyebrows are on fleek. And that means that your eyebrows are attractive, yes.
Okay.
What have you got for me?
Describe the duties of a telegram boy.
A telegram boy?
Yes.
Telegrams are basically memos, aren't they? Aren't they like emails from before emails?
Okay, yeah.
So a telegram boy presumably delivers them. He's the internet of the old days.
That's a perfect description, yeah.
Really?
If I'm in London and you're in another part of London and I need to get a message to you urgently, urgently, I would send a telegram to you.
So he's like a word courier.
And it comes in the form of a piece of paper which would have on it, con, stop.
What would it say the word
it
stop?
It just says the word stop, yeah.
What's the point?
It just does, because it just does. Con, stop. Great idea, stop. Generation quiz.
Why don't you say stop after great?
Well, because you wouldn't put a full stop after the word great.
Okay, I understand.
You write the word stop where you would have the full stop.
Okay.
Okay. So that's...
Before full stops were invented?
Yes. No, it wasn't. I don't know why they didn't. Maybe in the telegram system they couldn't do full stop. I don't know. But also that what the telegram boy would do... He's not to be confused with a page boy, which is slightly different. But
that's a wedding thing, isn't
it? No, it's not. No, well, yeah, you're getting confused. But if you went to any major hotel, okay, and I need to speak to Cornelius. Where's Cornelius Mendes? And say, he'll be down at the Langham having drinks.
Probably.
So I would go into the foyer of the Langham and get a page boy. I need Cornelius Mendes. And he would walk around the Langham going, Cornelius Mendes! Cornelius Mendes! It was like a PA. It was like
like telecom.
Like a little midget PA person he was running around. So that was the telegram book. Okay. Your turn again.
Okay. What do you think Bumble is?
Bumble?
Bumble.
Well, Bumble is, to me, is a great cricket commentator, David Bumble Lloyd, was his nickname. But is it something slightly rude?
No.
It's not stubble, but on your...
No.
I don't know.
It is now.
What is it then, Bumble?
It's an app. It's a dating app. You know Tinder?
Yes.
Yeah, where you swipe left or swipe right.
Well, I know what it is.
Sure.
Swiping.
Okay, well, it's the exact same, except once a match is made, the female has to speak first to the bloke. Otherwise, if they don't do that within 24 hours, the match disappears.
And why have they arrived at Bumble? Mind you, why did they arrive at Tinder? I don't understand the reason for any of them, but is there any particular reason? We don't know.
No, sorry, why is it called Bumble?
Yes.
I don't know, it's just called that.
Okay, fair enough.
No, but what do you think of that, the sort of a girl approaching a boy?
Well, I don't
first?
Know, the whole thing of dating apps is strange. I mean, I know people, actually. I've got very dear close friends who have met on the internet, and because I know people have very busy lives now. In my day, you met a girl. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I was in the bar at the Roundhouse with some friends, and a girl and with her mum actually walked past me, and I said, "Who's she?" And my mate Nick
said, "To her mum?"
No, she'd walked past me and was on her way out. Okay. And I said to the people I was with, "Who's she?" And I remember someone said to me, "I was with, don't worry who she is. I'll tell you who she is. She's out of your league." And it's our 33rd wedding anniversary.
Oh,
next month.
Wow.
So that's, I guess that was the equivalent of, instead of swiping left, you just looked left in those days. Right. Where would you find a pile of pennies?
At the bank?
Why would they have a pile of pennies at the bank?
Up against the wall, because that was a game, isn't it? Penny, is it shove half penny?
Right, you've confused three different things there.
Okay.
Shove halfpenny.
Yeah.
Is, as it says, you play it on a table and you shove.
Okay, so you try and get as far down the table as possible.
Playing pennies against the wall, you have to flick the penny and you have to hit the wall.
And land it as close to the
land
wall.
It as close to it. A pile of pennies you would find in a pub. What the landlord would do is for charity. Over the course of I remember when I lived in Farndon, the Raven pub there, I think did it for a year. Mm. They would pile pennies up until they had a huge. They'd get as high as one pile could go, and then they'd build next to it until the whole pub bar became like the landscape of New York downtown Manhattan with these great bars. And then you would invite a celebrity along, and they would push over the pile of pennies, and that was the event. You'd get someone like from Coronation Street to come and push over the
pile. Was that the sort of the Christmas light switch on of its day?
Oh, it was much bigger than that.
You're joking.
Yeah, that was the pile of pennies. Next.
Okay, throwing shade.
Throwing shade?
What does it mean to throw shade?
So it's different from throwing shape.
Yeah, it's very different.
To be a type of dancing. Throwing shade is you're basically casting a shadow on someone. You're creating darkness where there was light. Throwing shade. Am I completely out?
No, you've gone for a very theological version. it's talking.
I can imagine kids sitting around bars saying, "Guys, we need to come up with a hipper way of describing casting, creating darkness where there was light." Because, you know, we look really stupid when we just keep saying that. Hey, man, yo, what happened now? You're creating darkness where there was light, and it's not working. We need to be hipper. I don't know what throwing
shade just means
is.
To talk badly of someone.
Ah,
so sort of near
dissing.
The mark.
Is it like
yeah,
dissing?
Yeah, absolutely like dissing, to throw shade.
In what situation would you be required to press button B?
Press button B?
Mm-hmm. Where would you be? What would you be doing if you were required to press button B?
Is it something about travelling, cars or trains?
Are you answering the question or are you asking another one?
Trains.
No.
Cars.
No.
Travelling.
No.
Press button B. Does it actually involve a button?
Yes. Button B, actually. There are two buttons. There's button A and button B.
I don't know, you didn't really have anything with buttons on other than clothes. Is it something to do with clothes?
You mustn't think of it as a button like as a clothes. It's an actual physical button that you press.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's not like a silly button now on a keypad. It was a big button. It's like a lipstick thing almost. You had to push the damn thing in like that.
Oh, would that, like a vending machine?
No, it's not a vending machine, but it's along those lines.
Ticket machine?
No. No, you're going to have to...
Go on, what is it?
You'd be in a telephone box.
Okay.
And when it was time to put the money in there, you had to press button B.
Okay.
And that enabled the money to go in and for. Button A, I think, was what you pressed to get your money back if the call didn't go through. You had a split
That's
second.
That's odd. That's the wrong way round in my head.
Yes, I think someone will correct me if I'm wrong on the exact specifics, because I'm just, obviously, I'm thinking on my feet here. But I think there was certainly button A and button B. But, yes, so that was where you would be. We got time for one more? We got a break and then coming back? What
we
do you want to
do? We've got time for one more each.
One more each, then, because I've got a cracker for you.
Okay, what do you think Netflix and chill is?
Netflix?
And chill.
Oh, as one phrase?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's just meeting up on a Sunday. We've got nothing to do. Let's just sit around the house, watch Netflix and chill out. Netflix.
I think the chill bit, you need to be a bit more specific.
Chill. Just relax, surely. Just.
Not quite. I mean, it's a way of relaxing, some might argue.
Drinking?
No.
It's not anything illicit, is it?
Yes.
I don't want to. I'm not interested.
A cheeky sleepover.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in anything illicit. No. You've spoiled the game, though. See what you've done. Is that what it is? Well, what that was a lovely, innocent game that people were tweeting and saying, I'm really enjoying this. It's really nice to be listening to something that you think, come on, kids. Come on, everyone. Kids, come in. Oh, you're back from school. This is really good. You'll like this. And then suddenly Cornelius Spencer has to say, what's this mean? Watching telly and getting skunked out your face. What is that? And
no, he brings it. That's what you've done. That's not what it means. No, it means having relations with your partner.
Oh, no, get out! Oh, my eyes! Oh, you're serious? That's what it means?
Yeah, yeah.
Having sex and watching television?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's wrong on every single level. What sort of relationship are you in?
Not at the same time.
Babe, really, hang on, I just want to switch. Oh, it's already started. No. When we come back, I'm going to ask you three questions, and it's you choose one or the other.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
My dad's workplace is better than your dad's. He's got a spinny chair.
Well, my dad's workplace has DAB Plus radio with Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, park assist, and he can use his apps through his dashboard display. Ugh, you win.
The Volkswagen Caddy. Upgrade your workplace. Now with up to £1,250 off when you test drive and buy a new Caddy before the end of June. Our dedicated experts are always on hand to help find the right van for your business. Search Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Participating van centres only. Offer applies to retail and small business customers purchasing 1 to 5 eligible vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th September 2017. Subject to availability. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status. £20 setup. Sky Q loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M61 heading southbound between Junction 9 and Junction 8. In Cheshire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to an accident. That's on the M6 heading northbound between Junction 21 and Junction 21A. In Shropshire, we have one lane closed, heavy traffic due to an accident on the M54 heading eastbound. That's between Junction 7 and Junction 6. And in Leicestershire, we have two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to an accident on the M69. That's heading southbound between Junction 1 and the M6 for Junction 2. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Ah, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Bob Mills.
In for John Holmes on Talk Radio.
And a very good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Bob Mills and I am here for John Holmes, just for today. You can call us on 0344 499 1000. You can text the word talk in your message to 87222, or you can tweet at Talk Radio or at Bob Mills TT. But before we got other stuff we're going to do. We've got the election spotlight coming up. We've got the bonus news. We've got the headline quiz. But we've got to finish the generational game before we do that. Let's have a little bit of Brucey just for 2 seconds. That's enough. That's enough, Brucey. There's a final one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what would you rather have?
What would I rather have? Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather have 75 pence or 15 and 6?
75
pence or 15 and 6?
75 pence.
Really? Okay. Would you rather have £2.56 or 2 guineas?
2 guineas?
You're going for that.
Yeah.
Guineas, okay. Would you rather have 20p or half a crown?
Half a crown.
Okay. 2 out of 3, not bad.
Really?
Yeah. 75p is 15 shillings, so 15 and 6 should have been better off. You'd have had sixpence extra, 2.5p extra.
Oh, no.
But you're right, 2 guineas is £2 and 2 shillings, as opposed to 2.56, which is... Oh, no, you were wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 2.56, of course, is £2, 10 and tuppence halfpenny. Whereas 2 guineas is just £2, 2 shillings. So you'd have been well off the mark there. You'd have been 8 bob out of pocket with that one. But 20p is 20p, is 10 pence, 20p. No, 20p is 2 shillings.
Yeah.
Whereas half a crown is 2 and 6. So you'd have been a tanner better off with that one. But the other two, you were right out.
Okay. You have just spoken absolute nonsense to me.
Half a crown is 2 and a kick, right? 2 and 6.
Just stop it. I'm never going to get this. This is...
Well, you better get used to it because it's coming back after Brexit. You're aware of that, aren't you? So you better all start thinking about this and learning this, because in a couple of years' time, you're going to be right out of step with us lot. We're going to be bossing your world, I'll tell you.
Mm, fair play.
We're just 22 days until the general election. You're probably wondering, who can you vote for? Well, you come to the right place, as Talk Radio is the station for the general election coverage, and we're here to help. We're very fortunate to have Talk Radio's political editor, Cornelius Mendes, work on this show, and he's been very busy working away in his office, ensuring that the station's coverage is balanced, factual and up to date. He's taken time out of his busy schedule to inform you of the options you have to vote, so... Vote for, so you're prepared when heading to the polling booth. Each day, Cornelius will shine his election spotlight. That sounds like a terrible euphemism, doesn't it? I'm going to shine my election spotlight. On a constituency zoning in on the candidates and local issues. Yesterday it was Carlisle. Today, it's Chester. And be very careful because it's very close to my heart. I want to build you up.
Chester, the walled city of Cheshire, lying on the banks of the River Dee, close to the border of Wales.
The walls encircle the bounds of the medieval city and constitute the most complete city walls within Britain. Yeah, take that, Canterbury, you crumbling wasteland. Home to the Eastgate clock, the world's second most photographed clock in England after Big Ben. But which candidate do you, the people of Chester, think can represent you underneath the country's foremost photographed clock tower? I am Talk Radio's political editor Cornelius Mendez, and consider this a helpful guide as to who you can vote for in this June's general election. So listen carefully to your options, and hopefully, come June the 9th, you'll be grinning like one of those Cheshire cats you have. So let's see the options for Chester in this year's general election.
Will Gallagher, for the Conservative Party.
Will is a former King's schoolboy, but anyone who's recently bought a Shogun or an Outlander in the area may recognise him from Gallagher's Mitsubishi dealership at Sandycroft in Deeside, which his family run. Will is aiming to protect business and jobs post-Brexit while seeking new opportunities after Britain leaves the European Union. He also wants to secure infrastructure. For instance, he says the bus services, trains and roads, and the superfast broadband that will power growth and give Chester a competitive advantage.
Lizzie Jukes, for the Liberal Democrats.
Lizzie is a local entrepreneur and businesswoman. She runs her own management consultancy, specialising in helping not-for-profit businesses become more successful. She is passionate about increasing the number of women involved in politics and is a member of the National Committee of Liberal Democrat Women. She believes that Britain is better off in Europe and is determined to work to get the best deal for the majority of voters in Chester who voted Remain.
Chris Matheson for the Labour Party.
Chris is a former manager in the electricity industry and has been MP for Chester since winning the seat in 2015. Chris wants to improve the M56, which, for those who are not aware, is the North Cheshire motorway that runs to Junction 4 of the M60 in Dunkirk. He says that he's committed to funding for schools and wants to tackle the housing crisis and homelessness. So there we have it. People of Chester, the choice is yours. Head down to your local polling stations, whether that be Queen Street Christian Centre, St John's Parish Hall on Vickers Lane, or any of the others. Just make sure your vote counts, and let's keep that city wall standing, brick by brick.
Ooh, lot of notes. Lot of notes I got there, but we'll do those later, because there's far too many to go into in the very short time that we've got at this section. It's a lot of notes.
A lot of notes.
I'm forewarning you, okay? Coming up in the second part of this final hour, we've got the bonus. Oh, no, the bonus news is coming up, certainly. And the headline quiz. So do we have the news first and then we come back to the bonus? That's how it works, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's have the news first with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
A second EU referendum is being promised if the Liberal Democrats win the election. The party has announced its manifesto saying if we don't like the deal with Brussels, we should be able to reject it. While the Conservatives claim Labour's spending plans would open up a £58 billion black hole in public finances. Here's Chancellor Philip Hammond.
It's about the choice between the strong leadership of Theresa May to consolidate these economic gains and take us forward through the Brexit negotiations, or the chaos that Jeremy Corbyn would represent, as very clearly shown in his chaotic manifesto yesterday.
Labour insists its plans are fully costed. Four men have been arrested in East London on suspicion of planning a UK-linked terror plot. They were held as part of a joint operation between police and MI5, according to Scotland Yard. The former US soldier Chelsea Manning, who leaked 700,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks in 2013, has been released from prison. The former intelligence analyst in Iraq shared secret military documents and battlefield video. She was originally sentenced to 35 years in prison, but former President Barack Obama granted her clemency in his final days in office. Russia's president says they can provide transcripts that will prove Donald Trump did not pass on secret intelligence. Vladimir Putin has dismissed the scandal as political schizophrenia. And new figures show people from the UK are among the biggest drinkers in the world. The World Health Organization says the typical person had double the global average last year. The weather: rain across much of England and Wales this evening will eventually clear. Potentially thundery outbreaks in the southeast, lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow's going to feel much fresher with some sunshine and a few showers in western parts, highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
There you are, Bob. There's more in a lot sooner than half an hour.
Yes, there is.
Because as regular listeners to the John Holmes Show on Talk Radio will know, our newsreader Victoria's bulletins were made smaller quite recently, in the last few months, by 1 minute. He said, you're doing too much. We feel it's too much strain on you. But when John conducted a thorough investigation just to make sure that she was getting less money, obviously, as if you do less work, you get less. We found that it wasn't the case.
No.
So you're
getting, which I think is fair,
the same money for doing less, which of course is unjust and an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. And so in turn, it was established that each day after the 3:30 news, Victoria will deliver a bonus news segment. It will be animal, vegetable or mineral. You've all been tweeting saying, well, mineral is the most popular. I thought it would be animal, but they say it's mineral.
No, it's always
but today, it's vegetable news.
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
Okay, so we now know that avocado hand is becoming quite a common injury in the UK after the news last week. Well, in New Zealand, figures have been released showing just how dangerous vegetables can be. Do you want to know what vegetables cause more damage than avocados?
My breath, Victoria, can only be described as baited.
Okay, I will tell you. Pumpkins and onions. So, New Zealand's accident compensation scheme says almost $100,000 was claimed for 361 pumpkin-related injuries in 2016. That's more than double the avo hand instance, which cost $70,000.
But this is in New Zealand.
This is New Zealand, not the UK.
Well, that's a different market for fruit and veg.
All right.
I mean, I bet kiwis is quite high up on their league
I'm
table.
Not looking into that.
Okay.
Fair. Also, they call it fruit and veg.
Veg. Anyway, onion is the second most mentioned veg, accounting for 282 claims.
How do you damage yourself
claims
with an onion?
Well, like...
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
I've cut myself when cutting an onion. Yeah. Very, very tough to cut.
I read that article about avocado hand and I've never been more offended in my life.
Why are you offended?
Oh, well, someone said, this trendy thing that people have ever... My family are Turkish. We've eaten avocados. Kids at the age of 2 eat avocados. Uh-huh. It's beautiful, nourishing food. And by the time we don't let them have knives until they're about 4, unless they want to get engaged to their girlfriend in a cave. But most 4-year-old Turkish, you give them a knife and an avocado, and they know exactly how to sear it, cut it around the centre, twist it, and then pop out the stone. There's no injury. And then you get a spoon and you get it all out. It's the easiest food in the world.
Lots of people have been going to hospital with like
idiots.
Cuts to their hands.
Idiots have been doing it.
Also, on a tangent, which I haven't written into the bulletin,
which is my favourite vegetable.
Okay. apparently, a billionaire said that millennials need to stop buying avocado on toast if they want to ever own a home, which I thought was...
Why?
Because they're wasting their money on avocado instead of being able to buy a house.
Maybe. Much avocados aren't expensive. Depends where you go. People who go into supermarkets and buy the pack of 3 ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself down a market.
Yeah.
Get yourself down Ridley
really,
Road Market or East Street and go there. Give us 10 for a fiver or something. Like, you know, they give you a big bag of...
Ripen at home ones.
Yeah, ripen at home. Stick them on the windowsill.
Also...
And don't put them in the fridge.
We covered this recently. Morrison's are selling wonky ones for 39p.
Really?
Which is like a third of the average avocado cost, because they're about a pound.
But you should be... You go to any market. Go to Green Lanes. Go to any of the big fruit and veg shops in Green... What you have to do is you have to go somewhere where they're not seen as some kind of luxury.
Yeah.
Oh, the yuppies are coming. Let's sell them an avocado. Now, everyone eats avocado. Little kids love it. You give a little Turkish kid a bit of chudik with some avocado. Beautiful. Let me ask you the same 3 questions I asked him. Did you hear them, or were you busy?
No, I was busy researching vegetable
very, very
stories.
Quickly.
I've got 2 more veg stories, by the way.
Oh, go on then.
Asda has had a bit of a backlash after it stopped selling loose veg in some of its stores. So it means you can't buy just one of something. So if you just want one carrot for a recipe, you can't get it. So you have to get a multi-pack.
Why have they done that? I don't think they should
I've
be allowed
got an
to
answer.
Do that.
So the supermarket says they carried out some research, and apparently that showed that customers prefer buying in packs. And they say that this is a way of offering customers a great range of fresh produce. But people have obviously been moaning on social media saying, it's costing me more, or it's making my shopping way more.
And also what they're saying is nonsense, because people used to be able to buy things in packs, or you could buy them loose.
Yeah.
So now what they're saying is you can only buy them in packs.
Yeah. Bad for the environment as well, because extra also, unnecessary packaging is
sometimes
used.
I go out in the afternoon and I know what we're going to eat that evening. And we need three carrots for the meal.
Yeah, just three.
Three carrots.
Yeah.
So why do you need to buy a big pack of six carrots? Well, you don't need six carrots, you need three carrots.
So I made a shepherd's pie the other day and I just needed two sticks of celery. But now I've got a massive bunch of celery in my fridge.
Oh, they're not going to sell individual sticks of
celery. I would
celery.
Like it if they did. Like,
that's like when you
should
be able to buy
off.
Two cigarettes from a machine.
And finally, this week is National Vegetarian Week, so we have to reflect it in vegetable news. But Marks & Spencer managed to frustrate quite a few vegetarians. So they sent out an email to celebrate meat-free diets and to give some recipe ideas. And when people clicked on the link, it actually included recipes with chicken in, which is clearly not vegetarian. And I thought that the people here at Talk Radio might find this funny. M&S says it's aware of the mistake by the web team.
That's very good. What about extra thin? That's one of my favourite lines.
What's
Royal
that?
Family. When he brings his vegetarian girlfriend, can she eat ham? No, she's vegetarian now. What about extra thin? Right, straight. I'll need three very quick answers.
Okay, okay.
Okay, it's up to you. What do you want? 75 pence or 15 and 6?
75.
£2.56 or 2 guineas?
What?
Come on, £2.56 or 2 guineas? I'm
two
making
guineas.
The offer. What do you want? You want the 2 guineas. You're taking the 2 guineas. 20p or half a crown? What
20p.
Do you want? 20p, okay.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, so you should be.
Why?
You want 75 pence instead of 15 and 6, whereas 15 and 6 is 77 and a half pence.
Okay.
You want 2 guineas instead of £2.56, whereas 2 guineas is £2.20 pence,
right.
Whereas £2.56 as opposed to £2.56. And you want 20p instead of half a crown, which is 25 pence. Half
okay.
A crown. I'm certain that's changed since you questioned me.
No, it's not. It's exactly the same.
But also...
I told you, 2 and a kick is two and six. That's 2 and 6. 2 shillings and 6 pence. 2 shillings is 20 pence. And 6 pence is 2.5 pence. That's 22.5 pence.
So was I meant to pick the...
you picked
valuable.
The wrong one, everyone.
But also, it's not legal tender anymore, is it? So it doesn't matter. It's out of date. It's out of date.
Well,
living in the past, Bob. That's what you're doing.
How long we got the Brexit negotiations? 2 years. And then we're back there. And feet and inches. They're all coming back. What do you weigh? 8 kilograms. Get out of the country.
I mean, if they weigh 8 kilograms, they could be potentially on their deathbed. That's not very much at all.
I plucked that out of nowhere, didn't I? Thank you very much, Victoria Bourne. Thank you very much for a very successful bonus news. when we come back after the break, I'm throwing now.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Look at me throwing. When we come back after the break, Jakey's coming in. And I'm going to call him Jakey. And Jakey's going to be doing the brand new headline quiz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
This Wednesday, it's a £20 million jackpot, which for some lucky winners could make life pretty... Now, what's the word?
Fantastic.
No, not that.
Wonderful.
No.
Beautiful. It's true.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Estimated jackpot. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo Magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. Paul Weller, A Kind Revolution.
out now.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business. But where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you, but it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
This week at TradePoint, join us in store for our decorated event with deals across a range of trade paint brands, including Valspar, Leyland and Dulux Trade. Plus, make a purchase in store before the 21st of May for your chance to win a brand new van, courtesy of Leyland Trade. T's and C's apply, trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, the M5 northbound has a lane closure on the entry slip road. Slow traffic there due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 1. In Leicestershire, we have two lanes closed, queuing traffic and long delays due to a multi-vehicle accident. That's on the M69 heading southbound between Junction 1 and the M6 for Junction 2. In Worcestershire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M42. That's heading northbound between Junction 1 and Junction 2. And in Herefordshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M50. That's heading eastbound between Junction 3 and Junction 2. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
Ali's tricked you, citrus salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's tricked you, citrus salmon recipe in store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills.
In for John Holmes. On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is me, Bob Mills, for John Holmes. Thank you so much for sticking with me. It's been lovely. It's quarter to four. We finished at four, isn't it? That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to play the headline quiz. Jake's going to be Richard to my Xander.
Hi, Bob. Hey, how are you?
You're right. Very well. Just before we do that, I'm sorry, I've got to do a quick critique of your electoral thing.
Okay.
Firstly, Chester isn't close to the border of Wales. It is the border. The border of Wales runs through Chester, runs through Saltney, which is why on a Sunday in Saltney in Chester is a wonderful sight of guys coming out of pubs on the Welsh side and walking 100 yards up the road to the English side where they carry on serving.
Cause well, it's still close, serving. Isn't it? It's as close as you can
but
get.
It's on the... also, you might want to think very carefully about this sentence. The world's second most photographed clock
England.
In England.
Did I say that?
Yes, that's exactly what you said. I wrote it down verbatim. The world's second most photographed clock in England.
That's still correct, though.
No, it's
still correct.
What's the first most photographed clock?
It's Big
clock,
Ben.
Then? Oh,
St. Stephen's Tower, actually, obviously.
Pointing out the obvious there, yeah.
Now then, it's not a king's schoolboy. That sounds like it's a schoolboy who somehow is owned by the king. It's a king's school. Boy.
Okay.
He was a boy who went to the King's School, and you should know that. Certainly working in this building, because one of the most famous old King's School boys is Mike Parry, who works on Lost Sister Station.
Oh,
my dad went there as well to the King's School.
Okay.
And I wonder if the guy who was in the election, but I wonder if he worked for Manweb, which is where I used to work. It's one of the many jobs I had when I first left school in Chester, was at Manweb, which is the Manchester and North Wales Electricity Board. And who's the...
Is that a critique, is that? Or is that just a note?
And who's the most famous ex-MP for Chester? TV celebrity?
I don't know, Keith Chegwin, I don't know.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Yeah. And so, by the power invested in me, I announce that Keith Chegwin... Come on!
I don't know, who is it?
Charles Brandreth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
JK!
Hi, Bob, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. You well?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Tell us about the headline quiz. Talk us through it.
Yeah, the headline quiz is a new feature here, which we came up in the office today, where we asked one of you listeners out there, we either come up with an article headline and we want to know the story, or we give you the story and we want you to guess the headline. As simple as that, Bob.
And what have they gone for? We giving it to them or are they giving it to us?
They will give it to us. But we've got a few different ones. So ones we might have the headline and we want to know the story.
This new feature, I think we're doing it twice today, aren't we?
Yeah,
we are. The first time and the last.
Of
but we'll
course.
Give it a go. Is this it? Is this
yeah,
a bit of paper?
They're your
right,
question.
Who's playing?
Well, saying that, I've got an updated version.
Paul?
As well. Paul's on the phone. Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
Hang on to
it. Hang on a minute. Wait, hang on. What do you mean you've written it down? No, you haven't. You've written down a phone number.
No, it's on your other screen there. Look, massive letters.
In size 36
yeah,
font.
Yeah.
Not just Paul. Paul is on the phone, you moron.
Next time I get one of those planes with the banners that follow it.
Hello, Paul. Where are you?
Hello. I'm in St Albans.
St Albans. SA, yeah. As the locals call it.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with MK. Right.
No.
So how are we doing this? We give you the headline and you tell us what it's about. Is that how it works?
Yeah. There's a bit of both, isn't
there? A bit of both throughout there, Bob and Paul.
Okay. Fire away then.
Right. Okay.
It sounds very well organised.
I'm not doing the
it
first
is.
One. It's rude. I don't like it.
Oh, come on.
No, it's rude. Okay. And what does that mean? A pain in the... I don't understand any of it. Oh, that's her name.
Have you just given away the answer?
Yeah, I know. They're stupid
Stop
ones.
Stop just crossing out.
Right, ready?
Poor Jake has prepared this quiz for us.
Yeah, but what you get your act together.
Right. Women are better than men... at telling if a dog's growl is either threatening or playful. What was the headline?
Is it that dogs can talk to humans?
That's not a headline, is it?
It's not.
Come on, Paul, you can do better than
dogs
that.
Dogs can talk to humans. No, the story is some researcher who's been paid out of our tax money has decided that when a dog growls, a woman is in a much better position than a man mentally to tell if that growl is threatening or if it's just being playful. So they told us these facts, but they headlined it with what? What was the headline that they came up with?
Oh, I have no idea. I could think of a rude one, but I won't say it.
No,
but,
you won't.
No. I cannot think of the headline for that one.
It could have been like Sue Barker or something, but it's not. What, Jake, what was it?
Yes, Paul, it was a grrr power, because they take G-R-R-R-L.
Grrr power.
Right on, okay.
Come on, Paul.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah,
you're right.
Get Channel 5 on the line. I think we've got a winner here. This will transfer to... Get Zander on the phone. I think we've got a new one for him here. Right. What is the storyline attached to the headline, I'm ogre tired? Not overtired. Ogre tired.
Ogre...
Yes.
You've got, I don't know what you're reading, but it certainly wasn't on the BBC News, that's for sure.
Oh, I don't know where it's come from. I'm
come
ogre
from?
Tired. Well, what do you think it would be? If you saw that headline, I'm ogre tired, and you think, well, I'll read that and see what it's about, see what their studies are, what they've come up with, see what they've discovered about tiredness.
Is it about a celebrity, or is it about tall people, ogres? I have no idea.
Well, it's about ogres. What qualities do ogres have? Not necessarily that they're tall. I think that's a myth that an ogre needs to be tall.
Right.
An ogre doesn't have to be a giant, but they're not particularly pretty looking people, are they?
Okay, Is it about ugly people?
There you go. 10 points. Failing to get enough sleep makes you ugly. A study found.
That will explain why I look so ugly then.
Do you not? Because
I don't get enough sleep.
Well, I get at least 15 hours a day.
Oh, do you look so pretty then, Paul?
Yes.
Now then, Paul from St. Albans, the last one.
Go on.
Boris Johnson has been pulling pints in a bid to woo voters for the Conservative Party.
Right.
What was the headline? So you've got Boris, I bet you've got a picture of him with a pint there, and he's got the, and he's pulling it and he's filling it up. What do you think the headline was? It was a complimentary headline. It was saying that he was good at what he was doing.
Boris is good at pulling other things other than women.
Like what, Paul?
No.
It was to do with the fact that he had he was in the pub and what he had in his hand that he was. Come on, they've punned a phrase.
Pint.
No, not pint. What do you put a pint in?
Glass.
Okay, so he's
I've no idea. I don't know.
Oh, sadly, that buzzer means that we've run out of time.
Oh, dear.
The headline was, Boris is a glass act.
Oh, right, okay.
One day, if I ever come back to this show, I will do this as we described it in the meeting before the thing.
It's got everything that Alexander Armstrong would love, I'm sure.
Oh, he'll be in now. He'll be in. Oh, he'll be all over this like a bad smell. He will. I've got this idea for Channel 4. Me and Richard Osman will sit there and I'll give headlines and he'll make a witty comment.
Yeah. Wait, what's that? I can add a sound effect if that will help.
Go on. What was that?
It's called swoosh.
Swoosh. Did you think that was going to sound like tumbleweed?
No, I didn't.
Listen, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on this, the first, and I would put money on the last ever episode of Headline Quiz.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers, right. Jake. Thanks. Bye.
Lovely. Wow, what a...
That was interesting.
Mind you, this isn't... We don't pay a licence fee to listen to this, do they? You know, that's some consolation. At least it was free. My God. I thought it was going to be... I don't know. I just envisioned it as being very different.
Yeah, so did I. A bit more.
I thought it was
going to
make sense. And
yeah, a bit more faster paced as well, maybe.
Because they have a similar thing on Have I Got News For You, don't they? And it always seems very popular.
That's the headline, isn't
it? Yeah.
But do you know what they say, Bob Conn? The best laid plans often go wrong. Of Mice and Men.
But you studied English literature, so do the whole thing properly. Do it as it was written.
What, Robert Burns, Ode to a Mouse. Yeah. I unfortunately don't know if Scottish.
The best laid plans of Mice and Men, Afganga Glay.
Afganga Glay.
There we go. Afganga Glay. That's what that show was called. The headline quiz, or as we call it, Afganga Glay. That's exactly where it went. Can I just say, both of you, what a joy this has been. I didn't get the phone call until very late. I was sitting, I just had my shed put up and thought, that's the highlight not only of my day but my week. And then I got a little call saying, Paul, I'm not saying it was a little call because it involved John Holmes. It was a short call. I'm not saying it was short because John Holmes was involved. You better get out of Delaney's chair. Promise you that, Jakey. Because he's come bursting. As he says, never enter a room apologetically.
Yeah, correct.
Sam Delaney's in. Now, what time do we finish? Hang on, 57...
58, isn't it? Yeah.
And do I throw to something, or do I just
say... You'll say goodbye and,
goodbye.
Little musical number.
Right, Sam Delaney, what do you want, quickly? 75p or 15 and 6?
75p, please.
£2.56 or 2 guineas?
2 guineas.
20p or half a crown?
Half a crown?
One. You got one right. Oh.
I don't know what the rules of that game are, but it's an honour to lose it.
There you go. It's 15 and 6 is more than 75p, and £2.56 is quite a bit more than
£2. I thought you were asking me what I preferred, like, the phrase. So when I said, like, two guineas... I thought you were saying, which do you prefer of these? And I was like...
You think I was saying, if you were going to have a tattoo, which one?
What was the last one? Because half a sixpence. I'm sure that's a musical about Tommy Steele that's in the West End.
Half a sixpence, which was threepence, by the way. Yeah. It was half a sixpence. But half a crown, two and a kick, is two shillings and sixpence. Literally half a crown. A crown was 5 shillings.
Absolutely baffling.
What you got on your show, Sammy Delaney? Lovely to see you, by the way.
Yeah, lovely to see you too, Bob.
Wow, you, is that deliberate? Tell me you're not ill.
What?
The weight loss.
The weight loss, yeah, no, it's just a staggering achievement of discipline and focus.
Superb. Yeah, well
thank
done.
You. I look gorgeous. That's the most important thing for the listeners to know.
Yeah.
Cornelius, you could verify that.
You do, actually. You look very vibrant today. You have a glow.
Nicola Adams came in, Olympic gold medalist. I interviewed her just a little while ago, and we'll be playing that out in the second hour of the show.
Oh, nice.
She's absolutely lovely. I was stopped by the police on the way
here. Oh, lovely.
On my Vespa. And I was worried because I needed to get here in good time to plan for my interview with Nicola Adams. And there were stupid policemen on their mountain bikes. I passed them. I saw them looking at me. I thought, look at that. They're looking. There's something they don't like about me. They want to pull me over. I thought, couple of idiots on their mountain bikes. How humiliating for them being on mountain bikes. Anyway, I didn't say any of this to them because you've got to be very polite. Yeah. And they pulled me over and it was about an L plate because you're supposed to have one on the front of your bike if you've got a cert. Boring. And anyway, in the end, I said, excuse me, mate, I've just got to call work because I'm going to be late now. So I put Hannah, the producer, on speakerphone. I said, I'm really sorry. Tell Nicola I'm going to be late. And he said, do you work up the road there at the radio station? I went, yeah. And he went, who are you late for? I said, I'm supposed to be interviewing Nicola Adams. He went in the box. I went, yeah. And he goes, all right, go on. Hey, let me go.
Here's
and
the weird thing.
I told Nicola Adams that. And now I'm always going to say that whenever I get pulled over.
But here's the ironic thing about you interviewing Nicola Adams. Because if you don't know Nicola Adams, she's a very talented boxer, a superb gymnast, a superb boxer. And yet when you talk to her, she's all lovely and jolly.
Bubbly.
Doesn't sound like she'd hit anyone.
No.
Yet Sam Delaney is a lovely, nice man. But when you talk to him, he sounds like he'd punch your lights out at the drop of a hat.
I wouldn't know. Oh, you've nothing to fear from me. Although I have threatened Cornelius repeatedly with violence. But to be fair, I've never followed through on those threats.
No,
hey, you
haven't.
Can't beat a bit of bullying in the workplace. Are we finished now? Can I go? What do I have to say? Do I have to say...
Sam Delaney's up next. Here's news.
Sam Delaney's up next. Here's the news.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?